the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. This is day four of a government shutdown, and with no end in sight, some Republicans are starting to turn against the leadership. New Hampshire Senator Kelly Ayotte says it's time for a new game plan.
I would say to my Republican colleagues in the House and to some in this chamber, time for a reality check. Defunding Obamacare did not work as a strategy.
But House Speaker John Boehner is still demanding negotiations on health care reform.
But it doesn't stop damn game.
Well, I think that's a big
problem. American people don't want their government shut down, and neither do I.
Senator Boehner and Howard Green says this majority impact of the shutdown becomes very evident as the government moves right into action during a deadly
partial. Capitol Police, FBI, and other federal law enforcement agencies face additional risk as they're asked to do their jobs with limited manpower without support.
Well, the
Alex Rodriguez accused Major League Baseball of egregious misconduct meant to destroy the reputation and career of one of the most accomplished players of all time. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and comes to A-Rod fighting a potentially career-ending suspension for doping. The suit singles out Bud Selig for mistreating Rodriguez and gloss over what it calls a disastrous tenure as commissioner. No comment from Major League Baseball, which the lawsuit accuses of improper tactics done solely with the intent of harming Mr. Rodriguez. Aaron Kipperski, ABC News, New York.
The market has been territory so far today. The Dow is up 6 points in the NASDAQ.
Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra by paying U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more. You can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-908-5260 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-908-5260. Call 800-908-5260. That's 800-908-5260. Again, 800-908-5260.
Francis,
this is the thousands here today in the Italian city of Assisi, Pope Francis, on a pilgrimage. It's the hometown of the saint whose name he adopted, with Saint Francis, who renounced his family's wealth and devoted his life to the poor. Pope Francis is following in his footsteps. He was reaching out to the sick and the poor, and he has these blessed words from the a servant as to land, God, and money. It's the Pope who truly wants to practice humility. As far as God does heal and get his ring, he suffers. They found him. Death. Every cost of ABC News. A huge
dishwashers feature a new third rack that gives you 30% more capacity compared to Bosch two-rack models. See yours at your local Bosch retailer today.
And I'm praying, Keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
What day is it? What day is it? It is not hump day. Hump day was 2 days ago. This is Friday, and this is Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. And this is Jeff starting everything out here today till the matron of honor makes her way into the studio here. And once again, we're here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial, WSOM 600 on your iHeart dial. AM on your iHeartRadio dial, as well as at Tracy and Friends at Blog Talk Radio and at TracyandFriends.com. You can hear us and talk to us in all those places. Also, go like us on Facebook, and you can find us there as well. And we want you to call in and voice your view. As promised, I made a little statement last night because the Browns, for the first time since 2000 and something, how should I say, since 2000 and something, they have been the first in their division. They won their game last night against Buffalo, which was a feat because I thought Buffalo had a pretty competitive team, which lets me know this. Let's me know this, that Cleveland has a few tools to use. Now, I was not happy with Whedon coming in the game, especially when we went 3 and out for the first time in the game when he took over. However, he steadied himself, and he really made himself look good last night. I got to give that to him. I cannot take that away, not at all. So, once again, my congratulations to the Cleveland Browns. But myself and my a lot of my Steeler friends, I mean, not my Steeler friends, but my other Cleveland Browns compatriots have been killing the Pittsburgh Steeler fans for the years of ridicule that they've given us. We're 3-2. They're 0-4. And we're loving it. We're not wanting anybody to get mad. You know, we're not trying to get anybody, you know, mad at us or anything like that. But you guys dogged us for so long. I mean, just for so long. We got to get it while we can. And that's what we're doing. We're getting it in. We're not caring about how you feel. We know you're a little upset. And you'll get over it, because that's what happens. But as it stands right now, we are making hay while the sun's shining. We are destroying Pittsburgh fans, and that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. That's what we're doing. We're not, you know, what can I say? Anyway, the government is still shut down. Another lady goes crazy. And she didn't have a gun, so she didn't shoot up nothing, but she tried to drive into the White House, and then she tried to drive into the Senate. And just like the last gentleman that shot up the Navy Yard, she had this thought that the president was listening in on her or stalking her or something like that. Does anybody notice that the people that are going crazy here are all African-American people? Can somebody please explain this one to me? You had a guy that up in Washington State went crazy yesterday. He's in the Army. He had three kids in the car with him, just like this lady had her little 12 or 18-month-old daughter. And look at what happened. He gets stopped for speeding. He gets out of his car. Gets out of his car. Holds a stance with a gun behind his back. The officer told him, get back in the car. And he doesn't get back in. Ends up, he walks up toward the officer, pulls out a gun and starts shooting. He shoots the officer in the side, but the officer got one off into his chest. He runs, gets back in his car, drives a little while down the road, not too far, maybe about a mile, and slumps over his wheel dead. Now, I'm going to say this to you. You're going to think I'm absolutely out of my mind right here. First of all, the numbers here are 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. This is my opinion and my thought and my personal conspiracy theory. I think there is something to what the last gentleman that went off that shot up the Naval Yard said. Here you have a guy. He has a tendency to be a little off, but he goes totally off and says, I've been subjected to low-level mind control radio waves. Now, he said that, and of course nobody's going to believe that because, you know, where's the proof, blah, 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 blah. But what part of the Navy Yard was he working in? What contract was he working on as he had a top secret security clearance to get on that Naval Yard and to do what he did? So I would tell you, that I think there might be something to this, because this is too many people just losing it and going after our military, after our government officials, blah, 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 blah. Now, that's my opinion. I mean, you know, you can call, you know, tell me I'm crazy. And I can understand that, because what I'm saying is crazy. What I'm saying is crazy. But how do you explain it? How do you explain what has happened? Here we are. We're back on to we're back on to the shutdown of the government. The polls go with the president, more or less, because 24 or 25% think it's Boehner's fault, 25% think it's Obama's fault, and 17% think it's the Tea Party's fault. All of you all that believe it's the Tea Party's fault, I wanted to say something to you. You do not have enough Tea Party people in the House to make this happen. That is just a plain lie. You don't have that, period. There are some Tea Party people there, some that we like. But because the hierarchy of the Republican Party has been so scared, I mean, they have been really scared to stand up. And now finally they're standing up. Finally they're standing up. I don't understand. Now, here it is. Obamacare has rolled out, at least to the point of the people calling in to the, you know, the numbers and signing up for the, you know, the state pools where they can buy health care. For me, I'm saying this. We need something to deal with this problem of health care in America. I think that we should have been had the people that were not covered being covered some type of way in this country. Now, some people are deadbeats and they don't apply. Some people are never going to work and earn their health care. They're never going to work and earn what they want. But guess what? In this country, we need to do something for those people. Anyway,
hey, Jeff.
Because we're the richest nation on earth.
Jeff.
As a result, we have the Democrats being able to push through Obamacare, which is nothing but a huge grab of power in the nation, as the IRS will be enforcing this, which means they will have control over every part of your life. And while we're waiting on that, think about that. 720, you are in there.
Hey, I didn't even know. Did a 216 come through?
No.
Okay. You know, you got a, your host, she's a nitwit. If she had a guest coming on, and so if she should call in, you know, tell her that Tracy's on her way, but she's supposed to call in at 12 o'clock. Just in case, but she's on her way. You know, if I had a fire and I had to go put it out.
You put out the fire. We're doing our thing up in here.
Okay, so listen, Dr. Linda Bradley may be calling in about a women's event that's going to take place in Cleveland.
Very well.
So I couldn't reach you any other way. So I want to thank everybody for listening in to Jeff and Tracy on the air on Friday afternoon with Tracy and Friends. And Jeff, you go do your thing. It's a wonderful thing because, you know, health care is important, but you need to pay attention to this, and I don't think we are.
Well, no, we're not paying attention, and that's what I'm going to bring attention to. I'm going
to
bring.
We're not paying attention to this.
No, not at all.
No.
And it sounds good.
And the media is not doing their job. They need to tell the truth both on the Republican and the Democrat side. You know, neither one of them are, you know, altruistic in this approach. But we need to understand that the American people are going to have to take responsibility for their health and not let people run roughshod because of lobbyists and because of innuendo.
And
they'll kill them.
That's the whole thing. That is the whole thing.
It's not going to hurt the poor people. It's not going to hurt the rich people. But it's sure enough going to hurt all of them people in the middle.
Tracy, I just wanted to add something. I didn't really bring this up. My dad had cancer he had kidney cancer. He was doing chemotherapy. Anyone that's been on chemo knows that your blood count goes down or whatever, right? It went down under 20. It went down under 20. He was going through the VA, which is pretty much government health care. Going through the VA, the VA has a thing where it has to go under 15, whereas you go to the emergency room and your blood count is under 20, they give you a transfusion in a regular hospital. My dad couldn't stand up. We had to take him to the emergency room to get him his blood. Once they told us it was under 20, then we said, okay, well, we're going to take him to the emergency room. He went to the emergency room. They rushed him in the back and gave him a blood transfusion. That's the government. Then, when it came time for him to have his, when he initially got diagnosed, he had to wait 3-4 months. It was like he got diagnosed in October. They were talking about January before he started. But this was a fast-growing cancer, so they were like, you know, 3 months is a long time. When you, the doctor told somebody he had 6 months to live. So we were like, look, we need to start aggressively attacking this cancer now. So what they did was, we went up, we had to ride him up there, and they had a council of people meet and decide whether or not they were going to go ahead. They had to actually meet and decide whether, and thank God they did, but I'm just saying, there is a council of people at the VA that does meet and decide whether or not people get, when they, if they're going to get it rushed to the front of the line, so to speak. They had to decide that. And then he had to go to certain VA. He had to run all the way to Birmingham until they decided to give him this thing. But we had to fight for this. So I'm just saying, I mean, when it comes to that, and honestly, I think we need that. People, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to see it, but just like Rome, just like Greece, empires go a certain way, and people don't understand it. So if America's mad at people for stopping the government, then we need to cut it back on and let the country go under so they can understand how stupid it was to think like they're thinking. They're not going to understand. They probably, even when it falls, they're not going to understand the Republican.
Say that until after the break. We'll be right back, Alabama. Everybody, call us online. Hold on. We'll be right back.
The office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
Hey, Alabama. Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hold on just a second. I'm good, how are you?
Good. I don't think this is going to be enough time to do it every day. I'll go with you, but I'm going to double back because right. This ain't pardon? Enough for me.
Okay.
45, 40 thank minutes you. A day? I can't do that. I'm
what can't you do 40 minutes a day?
I'm talking about working out, Tracy. I forgot
okay.
My mic wasn't me.
Yeah, that's what you said. That's what you said. That's what I and I found out what people do when during the break. So this is good for me to know.
Well, I'm at the gym. I'm going to work out.
Oh, because you started the rest of my well, I'm on my way.
I'm getting me a midday workout. I got to get it in.
I wish I could. I'm running like a crazy woman trying to make things happen on my way to the studio, and it's not happening in my timeline like it should.
Have to let that go
at some point. So how are you going to work out and talk to us at the same time?
I'm on mute. I'm going to just have it on. I got the headphones on. I'm just going to work out. I ain't going to say nothing.
Okay. Okay,
so yesterday I was listening. I wanted to say a lot, but I just let y'all handle it. Y'all did pretty good.
We did all right. I mean, it was a good conversation yesterday. And I'm looking around, and people just are not getting it, and they won't listen.
I mean they won't get it. I mean, the guy practically wanted to, like, he wanted to fight Alex yesterday just because he disagreed with him. I mean, when you're talking to people like that, you're not going to get anywhere.
But look at, I mean, even if you take partisanship out of this, completely. So you're not talking about Republican. I mean, I can't believe that people can't, they think everything is Republican and Democrat. They can never go to right, just right and wrong. And
I'm
going to
tell you what's funny. Had that girl that ran that car in there been a white person yesterday, that'll be the biggest story because they had to try to see if he was right wing. She's probably an Obama supporter, so they probably did do something with her mind. I agree with Jeff on that.
Is that the woman who shot up the Capitol yesterday?
She didn't shoot up the Capitol. She just drove a car. Something happened. She drove a car and they killed her.
Whoa.
She was at that White House gate, and she hit some barricade, and they killed her with the baby in the car.
Whoa. I thought that they fired gunshots at the Capitol.
Yeah, those were the security guards.
So the woman that died is the one who was driving the car.
Yeah, and this is the thing that they don't really want to talk about. The guy that was on the Naval Yard, when he was doing his shooting, he called it my ELF weapon, which means electronically, what is it, extremely low frequency. So,
right.
So some of the things that I'm seeing written on Facebook and social media, stories we're seeing coming up, and how foolishly I saw a minister who I really, really respect talking about the shutdown and how concerned he was with this shutdown. This is the most foolish thing. Look, you've been shut down 3 days. 3 days. You have not been shut down any huge amount of time. There's no problem here. What's going to be the problem is the debt ceiling. And somebody's going to have to negotiate for that to pass or not pass. The president is calculating that he will win this argument and at the last minute pull everything out with a vote to raise the debt limit, which, because he knows everybody wants to is going to raise that debt limit. But the thing is he doesn't want to at all negotiate on spending. That's your problem here. The deficits are going down, and we're doing. I don't care about the deficit going down. You know what?
But
you
Jeff,
know your
I,
problem is not the deficit. It's the $18 to $20 trillion worth of debt you're going to have in 2 more years.
But Jeff, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
If they're saying they want to delay it for a year, and he's saying he doesn't want, go ahead and give it. Let it blow up the economy. It's going to do it. So let it do it. Why are you fighting him on it? This is his monstrosity.
I agree with you 1,000%. I'm saying, hey. Let them roll it out just like they want. Don't give nobody nothing. You've already made the argument now that you've been trying to get the people the right to have a waiver during that time. Now the people are not going to get that waiver, so let it be. And do not ever let him sit up there and demagogue
people
again.
People have to feel pain, Jeff. It's going to have to be some pain before people start thinking. People ain't thinking. They're not paying attention. Because they don't feel any pain. Let them feel it. They got to.
Well, there's no doubt about it. No doubt about it. But the thing is the Republicans have to be more vocal on saying, hey, do not put this on us like this. You know, you're not going to put this on us. You're the one that refuses to talk. We're trying to negotiate some things and get some other things going. And, get the things, you know, together as far as what is going on really in the government. They are lying to you. I'm sorry to say, I wish it wasn't true, but they are bald-faced lying to you, talking about the Tea Party. They're scared to death of the Tea Party. Understand that. The Tea Party stands in the way of progressivism. The Tea Party stands in the way of nonsensical liberalism. That's why they hate the Tea Party. And many of the people that are progressive-minded in the Republican Party are wanting to buckle. And where at? New Hampshire. New Hampshire's, other than California and Oregon, they are probably the most liberal state in the 50. They got to be the top three. Top four add Massachusetts. So what I'm trying to say to you is this. All these people that are saying these things, you need to check. Why are they asking you to not only fill a bill of, you know, this health care law, but pay for all the people that don't have it, pay for the government employees so that they can keep their employees in the Congress and their lobbyists and all those people. This is craziness. Do you understand? This law is going to be good for some people. There's no doubt about it. But it's bad for all people because the government's going to be able to control every piece of your life. That's what we don't want. Why do you want the IRS to have purview over how you go to the doctor and how it's paid for? Why? Have they been fair to you in the past? Did our local people here forget James Traficant, who won in court? It's government is the problem. That's why healthcare costs are skyrocketing. Whenever they put their hands in anything, the cost skyrockets. That's why you have energy skyrocketing. That's why everything is skyrocketing. They tell you there's no inflation because they took out the two hugest components, food and energy. How stupid are we? How ignorant are we acting as people here? Did we forget what we were founded on as a nation? Yes, we have. Because you got people telling you that the founders had nothing to do with even God in it. The most foolish, asinine thought that I've ever heard. Now, you had a lot of things happening over here. You had a lot of pagans here. As we know that Washington, D.C. is set up on a paganistic dark system. What is that? Your things that mean stuff to you on your dollar bills, like your pyramid with the eye in it, like the obelisk in D.C. itself, like the Capitol building and what's on top of it, which is a sculpt of the Black Madonna. See, because we've been dumbed down, we don't know what those symbols mean. We don't know what people are taking us to right now. We're dumbed down. So what I'm saying to you is, when you make these decisions, take something in mind. When the Second Amendment was made, it was made with the thought that, hey, check this out. Your government could go crazy on you one day. So you have a right to bear arms and to have a regularly controlled militia. Well, that's what you have the army for. No, that is not why you have the army. This administration has gotten rid of every conservative general that was running our armed forces. You have the progressives running your armed forces. That's why you can make the decisions in D.C. that you make and executive order all the decisions that you make, and nobody says anything to you now. Because the military has a right to remove people from office that do not uphold the Constitution. I'm nobody, ladies and gentlemen, but I know what we were founded on. I know what the United States stood for at one time. So, with all of that going on, that's where we're at today. Hanging with a philosophical argument about where we're going to be as Americans. Are we going to stay American like we were founded to be 225-something odd years ago? Or are we going to sit and be a nation whose government overtook the people when the government was supposed to be of, for, and by the people? The Republicans are fighting to keep you free enough to make decisions. Because once you get swallowed up in government bureaucracy, you will not make decisions anymore. They will make all your decisions for you. These are people, these are evil people that want to change America. And they use others that some of them don't even understand what they're doing or what they're voting for. I'm talking about our representatives now. When these laws and when these rules and regulations come down the pike, they're ignorant, even though they're in a place of making decisions. There are also many of them bought off because these lobbyists have tons of money to spend to keep you where you're at. Well, that's my spiel. Alabama, you got anything to add to that? I can understand if you're shut down at work then. 843, you are in the air.
Hey Jeff, good afternoon.
It's Blind. Hey, not so blind. How you doing, buddy?
Fine, thank you. You know, if you really call for the truth on all of this and you get past all the emotional feeling stuff, if it really was about giving health care to the people who had pre-existing conditions, there could have been a far easier way, far easier way. And the first step is allow health insurance to be sold across state borders. That'll drop the price. The competition will. And then after you had that in place, you say, okay, you have a pre-existing condition. Go out there and tell us what a policy would cost you with one of these companies, and or what somebody in that demographic would pay for a policy. And then just simply say, great, you put this much up, and we'll match what you don't have to get you into a pre-existing pool or some pre-existing condition pool, because, you know, a lot of states just ordered that for bad drivers. When they went to absolutely you must have automotive insurance to drive, they just set up state pools. And the high-risk drivers that kept getting dropped, they went into a pool, and the pool was subsidized, but at least then everybody had insurance. You didn't need to derail the entire industry of automotive insurance just to insure the people that couldn't get insured. And the same could have happened here. They could have taken a survey. Oh, there's 17.6 million people in the United States with pre-existing conditions that can't get insurance. The average person in that, you know, the average person of those ages and stuff would be paying X per year. But, okay, then let's just have them pay into a federal pool, those people. Actually go buy it for themselves. See, but we've turned it into another entitlement. Hold it. Self-existing condition is not a means test to prove that you're indigent and can't pay anything. Well, you pay what you would have paid if you didn't have the pre-existing condition. You pay it to the state, and your state has a pool, and you're in it. It's that simple. They didn't have to derail the entire system, and they could have done for $20 to $30 billion per year in this country, set aside a federal pool that went to the states proportionate to the number of people you had. So if you had a million of those people in your state, you got whatever share of the pool. You know, if there were 17 million in the country, then you would have got 1/17 of the pool from the federal government to run that program in your state. The federal government makes no decisions. It's all made locally, and those people are covered. And this nonsense, this bald-faced lie that it's about the poor have always had health coverage in modern times through the social welfare system. There was no poor person ever turned away from an emergency room. If a hospital takes federal money, they can't turn anybody away. It's the joke in most states. People with a cold who have that card saying public assistance take a taxi cab or an ambulance and go to an emergency room because they have a cold. You know, they derailed the system to create more entitlements so they could create more sheeple that they could control and that they could guarantee votes from. That's what this is really all about, Jeff. That's my honest opinion.
You're absolutely correct. I'm not so blind, and that's what we have tried to get people to understand. That's what they're not grasping, because they want to make us, well, you're just because you're a Republican. It has nothing to do with me being a Republican.
No.
Some of the Republicans are okay with this.
Yeah, and they blur the line between quality of health care and who pays for the health care. That's another thing. They think if you don't pay for it, somehow it's going to be a better quality of health care, or because you have to pay, it's a lesser quality of health care. They've combined the two issues. They are totally separate, standalone issues. We have the highest quality of health care in the world in this country. That's why rich people come to this country when they're terminally ill, hoping they won't die, like the Shah of Iran did back in the 70s, and like all these other people who were sick come to this country, all these other powerful industrialists and rich people and leaders. They come to this country for our medical care.
Mike,
the question is, who should pay for your care?
Mike,
you should
do
put
you realize you and Jeff talking all this hocus-pocus stuff, you know people don't believe that is where we're headed. You realize that, right?
I get emails, people don't believe I'm blind. I'm willing to prove it to them. Give me the keys to the new car.
Seriously, I don't think we really understand that people think that this is partisan politics.
No,
now,
it's
some
not.
Things are partisan, but there's a lot of this that's not.
I know. I understand. They don't believe it because they have been so dumbed down. Mm-hmm. They won't go anywhere and actually do any research. They go on the internet and read rhetoric rather than research. They read bumper sticker slogans. The rich get rich, the poor get poor. The evil people on Wall Street. This, the unions, this, and the unions, that. The conspiracies and all that. None of that has anything to do with the argument. The argument is, can you afford health care insurance? Can you buy a policy? And will you get coverage? And if you're excluded for some reason, there's other ways to get you included.
No doubt.
And it's got nothing to do with politics. It's got to do with get off your lazy butt and go somewhere where you can do real research. Go to a library. Don't go to some blog site that already agrees with you and just reinforces your misinformation.
Well, that's definitely what's happening. And I see this.
But you know, but Mike, to be perfectly honest, it's happening on both sides.
Of course. Yes, it is.
What I'm saying is, because some of the stuff that I see on the internet, that I see Republicans post on my page,
yeah,
you know, it's like, where do y'all get some of this stuff from?
I know. No, that's why I made the statements I made about how to straighten out health care. I didn't make that because I read that on a blog site. I was licensed in health insurance 20-odd years ago from the inside of the industry. I know stuff about that industry that most people would freak out over. 30 years ago, they had a file on you called the MIB, the Medical Information Bureau. People are all freaked out today over the NSA. I got news for you. The government's been tracking you longer than that.
That's true.
And people don't even know about this. And that's why you can't lie to one insurance company and say, oh, no, I'm a non-smoker and I'm this and I'm that, because the other one's rating you high because you were a smoker. And then, because they know, because it goes into the MIB that you've been turned down by another company. It's all there. It's been there for 30, 35 years in that industry.
Now, that's what I got to say. Hey, Jeff, did you talk about the Browns winning last night?
Yes, we're waiting for the doctor to call in so we could hold on out to the line.
You know,
so we could counsel with the Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
You know what? I'm actually proud.
That's what
I am. You know, understand? You know, I've got some people that I love very, very dearly, who happen to be Browns fans.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time to see you guys be able to cheer for a team that's
Don't
doing something worthwhile.
Don't try it. We're not going for it.
I mean, seriously, I'd like to see the Browns go. You know, I mean, because that means you guys have a team about, but it's about time, because you guys have been faithful a long time. And after a while, I mean, it's no good having a team that you can't, you know, poke fun at because, or you can't be competitive with because they're not a competition. It's like playing high school.
No, it hasn't been like that, though. We
but
beat
you see,
you
Tracy,
last season.
You see, Tracy, you're working against your own best interest. You're working against your own best interest. If you start rooting for the Browns, you're going to alienate the people in Pittsburgh. You alienate
no,
the
I'm
people
not gonna,
in
no,
Pittsburgh.
No, no, no. That's not what I said.
She's not going to root for any Browns.
No, no, no. But I do have, you know, I do have a cheering section. They are from Ohio. It's good. And, you know, I need to let my family, and some of them are Browns fans, and they've been Browns fans for so long, and they never get a chance to cheer and say they won. Sometimes you just got to be happy for the underdog.
Yeah. Now, for the racist in the audience today, she's talking about the Browns baseball team, not brown people. She talked about rooting for the Browns.
Oh, yeah. I was called a racist today because I said that, you know, that our laws were created by the Bible. We're based upon the Bible.
Why racist?
You asked me. They said they were going to knight me as being white.
Why racist? I mean, I don't understand the racist.
You'd have to ask people. Nobody understands the word racist anymore. About 10 years ago, the word started morphing into anybody you wanted to bash because they didn't believe the way you believe. When they started referring to Spanish as a race and Jews as a race, being of the Jewish faith doesn't make you a race, and being Spanish doesn't make you a race. You speak a language. Now, you could have many races who speak language, the Spanish language, and the whole thing began to morph into racism. And when somebody's discriminated against at work because they're female, it's called racism now. The term has totally changed what it means.
Jeff, you were called racist because in many, what are they called, in the conscious community, black people, that a lot of black people, it's almost like they don't believe the Christian faith existed until the slave trade started. It's almost like it wasn't in Africa, and whatever Philip did in North Africa didn't count. And there were no black people. It's just straight white men twisted it and used it to justify slavery. Once it's been used for bad, it's always bad. So that's why you were called a racist.
Wow.
I just have major issue with some of the stuff that's going on right now. And, you know, I'm learning something. People need to quit crying wolf. Because, you know, that parable, an Aesop's fable that we used to learn as a kid, it really stands true today. You shouldn't call wolf unless there's a wolf really coming. Because if you call wolf and a wolf and nobody believes you when you're telling the truth. You know what I mean? And you got
people
that, you know, they
cry wolf, they'd have nothing to cry about at all.
That's true, too. That's true, too. But they really need to, people need to quit lying about and making stuff up as they go, because when things really happen, you don't believe them.
Oh, I saw Harry Reid on TV a few minutes before I called in, Tracy, just before, about 10 of 12. And he was talking about how what happened yesterday in D.C., already he's jumping on that tragedy, and it's because of the government shutdown that people can just go crazy now because there aren't enough police in Washington, D.C. And I
had nothing to do with that.
I know that. I said, you lying Well, I used words I can't use word here, but you know, it's just what an opportunist, what a political dirtbag hack Harry Reid is. I lost all respect for him.
He's a dirtbag.
When did you ever have respect for him?
I always thought he was evil, and for him to point the finger and blame 435 people in Congress for hijacking the voters' will. You know, the other day he got on TV and said, well, 100 people who got voted under the Tea Party or 75 have hijacked the will of the people. I'm going, really? Harry Reid, one man from a state of 4 million people, walks around with votes in his pocket, legislation in his pocket that he won't even bring up for a vote because he doesn't like it, and he thinks the Tea Party hijacked the Congress? He's a dirtbag. I tell him that to his face.
They don't. Listen, I agree with you. Their goal is to make sure people do not step up and do anything about.
It's to keep us all arguing and arguing over feelings. And people really believe that if it's said by Harry Reid, it's true. If it's said by Boehner, it's true. It's not true until you know it's true by you go do some basic research.
Listen, if you guys hear us and we're not talking, I have been at the Valley Marketplace.
Since 2 o'clock this morning.
Since the crack of dawn this morning.
What the world are
you
doing?
I brought lunch in to Jeff and to the production staff here.
You bribed him with lunch, that's why he shows up. Okay. He works.
And so we're eating ribs from Harley's Smokehouse. And if you're looking for a good... What, Jeff?
If you're looking for a good... 5 o'clock in the morning, I turned over in my bed and the TV was still on. Whatever I was watching last night.
But I was eating then, who wasn't I?
Tracy was sitting up there with a plate in front of her this morning. 5 o'clock.
Wow.
At a place that they were talking about.
Wow.
Very good.
I'm sure that I was at Harley's Smokehouse. And they were having. I was at our house actually, and then there's Harley's Smokehouse where we're eating lunch right now, and we've got ribs, and we're having Ada's overnight potato salad. Now, Jeff, how is that? Because that's not normal potato salad.
No, that's normal Southern potato salad because my brother-in-law makes potato salad exactly like this.
But
that's excellent.
It's comfort food.
That's excellent.
It's not like normal people. You don't buy that. You don't buy that in the store.
You cannot. Not here. No.
No.
No. No, that's a down south type of thing, and it is excellent. Thank you.
Absolutely, it's really really good, and I hate that. Hi, Bonnie.
Hello.
That you guys are missing it. Hi.
Hi. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday.
I was listening to Not So Blind Mike, and you know, with him being in the insurance industry, yesterday, if you remember my conversation, Mike, did I say truthful comment of what my knowledge was about healthcare or insurance?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And
like
okay. I say, now, I've been out of the industry a little over 20 years. I surrendered my license. Well, not surrendered. I let my licenses lapse, I should say. I shouldn't say surrendered, but I voluntarily let them go about 20-odd years ago, 18 years ago. Yeah, I didn't hear a problem. And as a business owner, I didn't hear a problem with anything you said either. And
well, I have one question that
yeah.
I think this might be political. And anybody else, I'd really love to hear it. I have to make a comment, then I got to drive, so I'm not going to be able to. I'll listen to you guys on the radio. But I want to know that maybe this is a political ploy because, you know, we know that a lot of people didn't turn out the last election. And now, since a lot of those people were, you know, some of them were Tea Party people, some were independents like me. Of course, I went out and voted, but there were a lot that stayed at home. Republicans and Democrats, okay, registered voters. This might get them to have to show up at the poll. This could be.
No.
Well,
no.
If you,
because
it might be.
You got to realize, Bonnie, it's not going to affect them. I mean, seriously, how in the world has, unless Social Security checks don't show up on the 1st of November, because they've already come out in October.
I'm talking about the middle class that didn't show up to vote.
That's what I'm saying. How's it going to
shut down? I'm talking about the people who now are going to have their health care run by the government and the choices that they didn't get to make a lot of. These things were chosen for them. You know, they didn't come out
and vote. They don't know it yet. They won't know it.
Well, that's true, they don't. But, you know, I called Ohio Medicaid because I'm one of those kind of people. And I ask, who's laughing?
I
ask, who can stay on Ohio Medicaid? And the very intelligent, well-spoken young representative of Ohio Medicaid said, as of July 1st, which will take effect at a later date. And you said this yesterday, Tracy. You didn't say this, but you said, wait, see what's coming. I ask, and people on Ohio Medicaid, if they do not make a choice between, I believe it's five different insurance companies that are offered, all of them are, I think, in the exchange of government health care, I think, because that word exchange is a very tricky little word. But I think these people have to make a choice that are on Ohio Medicaid. And the only ones who will get a Ohio Medicaid card from the, and it's not from my mouth, I'm repeating what the representative of Ohio Medicaid said. People who are severely disabled and institutionalized or in a nursing home.
Now, remember, Governor Casey tried to expand Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
and it got shut down. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And everybody was mad about it, and he said the reason why he did it, because if we control it here by the state, we'll have control, but if we give it, if we lend it over to the federal government, we'll lose control of it.
And she said to me, people who are disabled in a nursing home facility or institutionalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when you said yesterday, wait to see what happens. They're not going to deal with anybody on Ohio Medicaid, so this conversation doesn't come up. It's not coming up onto the internet. It's not being talked about because they want to get all the other people. They want to get all the rest of us. Do you see what I'm saying?
They don't want
everybody
you talking.
Else. Huh?
They don't want you talking.
Oh, that's true. That's true, too. But
they,
anyway,
they want what they're doing, Bonnie, what they're doing, though, by only having the institutionalized people get it,
right?
Basically the money's going to go right from the government to the institutions. Those
right.
people will never see a penny of that money.
And the federal government will be running the institutions just like they do prisons.
Exactly.
And
They're already running it. I mean, the regulations. They're already controlling it. But see, when I heard Jeff say, and I've got to take a break in about 3 minutes. When I heard
Tracy,
Jeff say,
I have to drive, so I'll listen on the radio. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Yeah.
And we love
Bye-bye.
You.
The healthcare facilities in this country are another brick in the wall of the lobbyists. You have the pharmaceutical companies, you have the corporations, you have all those people, and the exemption that was given by our president for 1 year, look who it was given to. It was given to all the big campaign supporters, the unions and the big corporations with a big number of employees, and the people who have no political clout because they are not organized, the working class. We were told, no, we had to go out, get into this mess right now. We couldn't be given the one-year grace period like the corporations. And to me, in my mind, that's what the principle is we're fighting for. And I'm sorry, but the left just doesn't get it. They keep thinking all kinds of other things, but it's about the fact all Boehner is saying, then let's postpone it for everybody for a year, totally across the board, including individuals, and that's what this is all about. And the press is not portraying that accurately. That's from what we're seeing.
Let me take my break. I'll be right back. You're
sure.
listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number's 347-945-5229. Jeff and I will be right back in a few minutes.
On Western Reserve Road, we offer many services to our customers' pets, including bathing, grooming, nail trimming, and we even brush, bathe, and trim cats. Pet Spa Salon uses only all natural products. With 35 years experience in the business, our expert staff work slowly and gently to put even the most fidgety pets at ease. Come into Pet Spa Salon and get your fur baby looking and feeling great. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1122 Western Reserve Road. Call for an appointment.
This is Becky Wall from Deering Compressor. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? Then we may be looking for you. We continue to grow here at Deering, and we are searching for talented, trained individuals to fill our wide range of positions, from entry-level to quality inspectors, machine assemblers, and certified welders. Deering Compressor is proud to support the area's local education and training centers that have developed programs and degrees to prepare our local workforce for the jobs of the future.
Need training for current job conditions? Need trade certifications for better pay? The adult career centers in Columbiana, Mahoning, and Trumbull counties are your best value in higher education for today's job market. Call your Columbiana, Mahoning, or Trumbull County Adult Career Center today.
Deering Compressor, proud sponsor of Putting America and Our Valley Back to Work. Check us out at DeeringComp, that's DeeringComp.com.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
But they won't alter the health care law that survived a Supreme Court challenge and the president's re-election. An investigation is underway into yesterday's deadly shooting near the U.S. Capitol.
During a December encounter with police where she lived in Stamford, Connecticut, Miriam Carey appeared delusional. Law enforcement sources say her boyfriend and father of her child called police because Carey was speaking irrationally and he feared for their daughter's safety. Carey said she believed she was the prophet of Stamford. She also said President Obama had placed the city on lockdown and her house under surveillance.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Preparations are underway along the Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Karen approaches. It is not likely to become a hurricane, but it could still cause some problems.
One of the powerful things with this will not just be the rain, but the strong onshore flow of the water and the extra tide and the winds. And all that is pushing that water along the Gulf Coast. We feel like at the high end, this will be about 3 to 5 feet of additional water in those areas. Staying a tropical storm, says the Hurricane Center at this point, but we'll watch it moment by moment because we don't like to see a storm in the Gulf at all.
ABC News weather editor Sam Champion. The Dow is up 70 points, the NASDAQ ahead 33. This is ABC News.
She just looks that bowl squeaky clean. She loves Dynavite.
I've just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats.
The vitamins, the minerals,
got all the stuff in it that cats really like.
You don't even have to put food with the Dynavite. She will eat the powder right out of the scoop.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Sammy, he's 13, 14 years old and is running around a little bit more. His coat is a little bit softer and shinier.
Justin's eyes sparkle more. He bats at stuff. He kind of jumps around.
Daisy and Spooky have a cat tree in my living room, and lately she's been climbing up to the top, jumping up there, and then she'll climb back down, and then she's right back up again.
It is just the best Dynavite for cats.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
There's a break in the case of a road rage incident in New York City involving a group of bikers and an SUV. Police believe the man who's seen in the video smashing the window of the SUV is also the man who beat the driver.
For the first time, a biker on that ride telling ABC News it was Lien who was at fault.
He was all over the place. When he got on the highway, he started from this lane to that lane to this lane, speeding up. And this is the reason why he was surrounded. Nobody attacked him before this happened, before you guys see the video.
Still, it wasn't just the Liens who felt terrorized by the bikers. Listen to this dispatcher sound as police say more than 200 calls flooded in that day.
There's approximately 150 motorcycles blocking traffic. We got a large group of motorcycles. Let me get a couple of units here.
ABC's Lindsay Janis. The governor of Pennsylvania says he's sorry if anyone was offended when he compared gay marriage to the marriage of a brother and a sister. During a TV interview, Tom Corbett says his comment was only meant to provide examples of people who legally can't marry there. ABC News.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 4.5%, APR 4.53%, that payment could support a $265,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $50,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance costs. For cost information, equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll-free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Go.
Here we go.
It's time to Pittsburgh's heart and soul.
Here we go.
The Steeler Nation has the best fans. We are from Pittsburgh, the six-time Super Bowl champ.
Here we go. Here we go.
We're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. And I've got to get some clarification, because I got here a little bit late today. I was out putting out a couple of fires and making sure things happen, and bringing my co-host who sits in for me when I'm running late and takes care of me. But I know the Browns won last night, but what I don't understand, Jeff, is why was the Steelers side, why were they queued up? I don't understand.
I wanted to make them feel better.
We don't, in this nation,
we want to make people feel good.
Jeff, we don't have to feel better.
Yes, you do.
Why do we have to feel better?
Because you're losing, and you have never done that in the last so many years so well.
We've beat you about five times in the last ten years. You missed the point. For every low, there's a high, and for every high, there's a low, and then there's the Browns. So you have to.
The Browns that beat Pittsburgh last year.
Beating Pittsburgh this
year. And at the top of their division this year.
Beating Pittsburgh.
The bottom of our division is Pittsburgh.
Beating.
Is that the same people you're talking about?
You're not listening. Listen. You sound like Diva. Beating Pittsburgh. You know, is not winning in football. Sometimes we just put our third string in so you guys can have a happy day on the other side of the lake. You understand? I mean, we're just trying to be nice to you. But no, it's okay for us to have a losing season every now and then. You guys have losing decades. We're proud of you.
Listen.
We're happy to see you win. It's about time. Are you not understanding it? We're happy for you. We are celebrating with you. Jeff, we're celebrating with you. But you know what? You almost sound like them liberals. You know, sometimes, you know, a liberal can be right, like a broke clock twice a day.
No, liberals are never right.
Sometimes they are.
I don't never know a liberal to be right.
They were right. Even if they're wrong, they're right.
Yeah, they
were right.
Do I have any help out there?
The number is 347-945-5229. The liberals were right. They were right about health care.
Yeah, they were right about health care.
They were right about health care.
They need to do something about it,
correct.
But not what
now,
this
now, we're not talking about what they did was right. We're talking about what they did was right. They did something even though it was wrong in what they did. At least they tried to do something about it. They addressed the issue, and even though, I mean, Republicans were sitting in the power seat, and they did nothing about health care. So don't hate on them because they were smart enough to do something. My problem is what they did.
Right.
So it's like the Browns and the Steelers. We're glad to see you win.
I'm not talking to you.
Listen,
right now.
My Buffalo Bills fan out here, my engineer, my producer, does my commercials. I love Dave Quinn, and he is a Buffalo fan, and he's a proud fan because today he was bold enough to wear that blue and red shirt in here, knowing that the Browns
we have a local Buffalo star.
And again, the Buffalo.
You know that?
Yeah, I knew that. Brad Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Went from the Jets.
But Tracy, you don't have a heart, Tracy.
I watched him up in church.
What'd you say, Alabama?
You don't have a heart, man. I mean, you just don't. You're heartless. Yeah.
How am I heartless?
I mean, you want people to die in the street, to starve to death. That's what you want. That's what all Republicans want.
No. I'm a Republican, and I don't want to see nobody dying in the streets.
No, you're heartless. Look, the way it's set up is the best way and the only way. And if you disagree, you're heartless and you want people to die in the streets. Just accept it. The sooner you accept it, the further this country can move forward.
You know what? You sound like a man who's got a woman who's got battered wife syndrome. I beat you because I love you.
I'm serious. I've switched. I'm a liberal now. I'm just using liberal logic. I mean, you want people to die? I mean, when I see those emotions in my heart, I have to agree that the government is the only way.
Alabama, there's no such thing as liberal logic.
Well, why would you say that? There's no such thing as conservative logic.
There's
why would you
no
say
conservative
that?
Because liberals don't think. And logic is, and let me look that word up so I can make sure that
liberal
I can
means loose.
And logic means what?
Logic means reason. Logos is from the word logos.
Okay, so you're talking about liberal
word.
Logic
means word. Say what?
Logos is word. So logic.
Yeah, but it's derived from the word, from the Greek term word.
Logos.
Just
okay.
Like theology. Theo being God. Ology is derived from logos. Yeah.
So now, logic is liberal word, because it's definitely not liberal thought.
Well, I mean, if you go back to the Greeks, they were a lot liberal, more liberal than a lot of these liberals today. So I'm just saying, I'm a liberal now. I mean,
you
let's
don't
teach
be
5 year olds how to have sex and all. I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with it. They're going to do it one day anyway. I mean, I'm just saying.
Let's start early so they can get practice.
Yeah, hey, we might as well teach them early. And you know what? I'm going to be completely honest with you. The healthcare idea, I think that what if you're right, and it causes unemployment, we all can be taken care of by the government. The government has us, because all they have to do is tax the greedy, selfish people that make over $50,000 a year.
Did anybody
take their money?
Did I say this out loud earlier over the phone, or did I say this under my breath while no one was hearing me when I called in earlier? The question is, do you hear the words coming out of your mouth?
Do you hear the words coming out of your mouth? You're racist. You know what? You're not racist. You have Stockholm syndrome. You see, the white man has beat you down so bad that you think that somehow it's good to help the enemy. You see, it's better for us to get free stuff. Yeah, I know we won't have any fathers in the homes, but that's different. I mean, as long as we got the bills are paid, that's the greater good, not the family. You know, not having a family because, you know, the man, you know, we're not going to get into that. But it's better to have social programs to support the family. I mean, we don't need husbands. You know, that's got to do with feminism. So,
and remember, you got to remember, Tracy only has this show because she really is nothing more than a lackey for the white power structure.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, we have to understand, you know, this whole thing. And it's not going to fail. And another thing, we're not running out of money. We're not bankrupt. I don't know why they keep saying that. We're not. We're America. We could just keep printing money, and everybody's going to stay on the dollar, and we'll be okay.
We're morally bankrupt, but we're not financially bankrupt.
Oh, and another thing, if and when the dollar does go under, it doesn't necessarily mean that people won't, you know, there won't be rioting in the streets. And that'll never happen in America. Never. It's America. We're safe in America.
Yeah.
That only happens overseas in other countries and other empires like Rome and stuff. But it won't happen to us.
No.
You know what's funny? When I do that, it's no wonder Jeff freaks out. Because, you know, every now and then I get a little sarcasm in my belly and I use it. And Jeff just freaks out. And he texts me or he'll say to me,
"Tracy gonna make me lose my mind."
You know what? And I'm gonna say this, Tracy.
Believe what you say, huh?
But Tracy, let me say this right here. I think at my core, I'm changing as a person. You know, I don't really think I can succeed in life, and so I have to. I need the government because I can't succeed. I'm not smart enough to go out here and run my own business and succeed and flourish. And even though I've made decisions, dropped out of school and done. Well, I didn't drop out of school, I can only play it so much. But a lot of things that I did my own. The sole reason I'm here is because of someone else. It's not my fault. It's not the decisions I made.
Right.
That's the reason. And so, at its pure core of logic, is either one or two things. I'm an exception to the rule. See, I'm a liberal that I succeeded because I'm just better than everybody. But the other people that aren't like me, they made it. They're failing because they're not strong enough. They're not strong enough mentally and in any other capacity to make, let's go.
And you know, what's so bad? People believe it. People believe it. They do. They believe this. And
well,
I was listening to Tim Wise the other night. And Tim Wise is a guy who I consider a colleague of mine, who is a white guy who goes around the country and talks about race and race, how race matters still. He talks about the post-racial society, and he makes some good points. And he was talking at a college in San Francisco. And I watched him weave liberal innuendo throughout his presentation to where I was so appalled at the end of his presentation, I almost slipped out. Jeff, you're smacking ribs on the...
So did you, but I'm going to forgive you.
You're smacking Harley ribs. The ribs,
I mean, Tim
Wise
has a lot of truth, though, Tracy.
Stop at the Valley Marketplace over on South Avenue. Go in the back and tell them, you know, you heard it on Tracy and Friends over the weekend. I promise you it will delight your belly. And don't forget to stop and get the potato salad from Ada's. It is called overnight potato salad. She's got a corn salad. Jeff doesn't eat corn like this, but the corn salad and the potato salad, it was a very healthy, wealthy, fulfilling meal. I'm sorry, go ahead, Alabama. South Carolina, your mic is on.
Yeah, it was healthy and wealthy?
Alabama touched me with his story. He has pushed me over to the progressive side. I want to do this on the air in front of witnesses. Alabama, you have touched my heart about your plight, brother. So here's what I'm going to do. There's 50 acres of land for sale near me here. I'm going to buy it. and I'm going to make you a sweetheart sharecropping deal. You move your whole family here. We'll take care of you. First year, you just sign vouchers for the seeds and everything you need. You pay me when the crop comes in. And don't worry about the fact that the rest of your life, for the next 22 generations, your family's going to be in debt to my family. We're nice people, but we'll take care of you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. You must be – is that why the Democrat have still uses the mule to mock us? Because they understand we'd never get that 58.
We never knew when that mule was going to come in handy, but I will loan it to you to pull your plow.
But you know what, though, Tracy, one thing you said,
hey,
Tim Wise is actually, he's made some, there are some truths. Yes, he's a liberal,
like
but there are some truths to what he says. Now, look, I believe you can succeed in spite of your circumstances a lot of times. It's just, but most people, most liberals don't think that. And today I'm a liberal. I got to switch back. But I'm just saying, you can't succeed. It's just, it's not possible. I mean, you got the cops, you got racism, plus I dropped out of school and graduated with a 1.05 GPA and had five kids by the time I was 22. But that's not the reason I didn't make it. It's because of racism, and it's somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. Oh, yeah, and plus I got a scholarship to play basketball, but I turned that down. I sell dope. So.
You are, wow, Alabama,
You're going to look so good.
Well, actually, I know a lot of people like that. I know a lot of people that are arguing me down right now about politics, but these guys, there's one guy I know, ran for city council, dropped out of high school, calls me an Uncle Tom, and we sit and we go back and forth. He has no facts. He's just straight, you know, I don't like you because, especially because I'm clean cut, low haircut. You know, he called me that. You know, he's like, you Uncle Tom. I said, why? You know, you just look like, you got the look. He told me one day, I got the, I'm clean cut.
Yeah,
you know, I'm too pretty to be a Democrat. So I was like, okay.
You didn't have to bust the sag to get where you are?
I guess I'm assuming so, but hold on.
Let me pull up a call. Wait a minute.
I'm starting to bust the sag.
I got 727 on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing good. I'm eating ribs.
Well, I'm disappointed I didn't get a call.
Well, you know you're always welcome. You just won't act right.
Oh, I won't act right. Is that
you
okay?
Know,
hey, well, you know
always
what?
Welcome.
You know who is that? Alabama, whoever that is. Is that Alabama? Say
that's
he
Alabama.
He flipped.
This is me from Montgomery, Alabama.
Did you flip?
Born and raised.
Did you flip?
From Alabama?
Did you flip, buddy?
Hey, I'm getting ready to flip, too. I'm getting ready to get on that wagon. It makes sense. Why work in I just come in from the East Coast, drove all night. Why am I putting myself through all of this when I can get something free? It just hit me. I'm the one that's messed up.
The white man got his on your back. That's why you shouldn't do it.
Got you slamming for the white man out there, man. What's wrong with you, Big G? What's wrong with you?
It needs some WD-40. That's what's wrong with it. You need to quit moving it because it keep on cracking in my ear.
Well,
it sounds better.
Well, that was a good presentation, Alabama. That was a great presentation, and you convinced me that I need to flip. I'm going to call the guy and tell him I'm no longer working for you. I'm no longer your slave, and that I'm going to sit right here and right next to the mailbox and wait for a check to come in.
Well, this is a real good way of looking at it. We can't leave Master, because if we leave Master, we have to go out there. We have to fend for ourselves. See, we stay with Master, we get free food, free clothing. Now we're finna get free health care. Master, good care of us. So why would we leave and go out here and be independent and own our own businesses and own our own neighborhoods and then organize that way to be able to have some real power? Because you have no power, like Dr. Claude Anderson said. He said, you don't have no power. If you ain't got no money, you can't have no power. So, hey.
Well, But you know there's something else. Now you got to mail in all your dreams, all your desires. No more vacation. I guess I'm gonna have to mail in. In fact, I don't have the freedom
I'm
to
get
go
on disability.
To a
I'm gonna get on disability. Look, I got an old ankle injury from basketball some years ago. I'm gonna walk in the office and limp. Get me some disability. And I'm good. I'm set, man. Sleep late. Hey, I'm watching. I'm gonna watch Scandal. I'm gonna start watching Scandal. Support Scandal and all those reality shows. I'm gonna support them. And I'm gonna start watching the History Channel. I'm gonna start trying to, you know, you gotta support ratchet behavior, man. You got to.
Man, you gotta watch. You gotta watch.
Now you giving me some good ideas.
Yeah.
You know what? You can, I got a whole injury too. From I got an injury from basketball, football, and basketball and baseball.
1958.
I should
work
up.
Alabama.
Alabama.
You cannot watch Fox News ever again.
What do you think I get for being blind?
Hey, listen.
Oh man.
Quit watching Fox News ever again. Watch only the Ed Show.
You get the bonus.
The Ed Show. You can't even watch Tickle Up His Leg. What's his name?
Y'all gonna be watching. What's that girl's name with the no earrings?
Oh,
Rachel Maddow. Hey, listen, I'll take a break. You guys have fun. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM. This is what you call it, a great payback. Because now my whole audience is now deciding that they're gonna switch the script and they're gonna become liberal.
Well, hey, Alabama. See, and you could go in on my behalf and speak for me, because we all know blind people can't even talk for themselves. And you could just tell, look, he's so blind, here's proof. He doesn't even know I'm black. That's what you could say.
Well, I mean, I think we should push and support. We should support people like Al and all of them. They speak for us. I mean, we can't speak for ourselves.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, when you offered that to Alabama, I was trying to get in there. I was going to tell you, man, that's mighty white of you.
You are a sick.
Well, see, if he offers me something like that, I'll never leave. I'll never quit.
Right. Every
and
day,
you know, real talk. All jokes aside, even with a job, per se, every time I have a job, per se, I look and this is just my personal habit. I count the money that I feel like the corporation, the organization is making, and I look and I say, okay, I'm generating X amount of dollars, even as a contractor, even though he's paying me or whatever.
Right.
I'm generating millions for this guy.
Yeah.
But we will see that, and a lot of people will see that and then be afraid to step out, because it takes momentum, but somebody had to start that company.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, one of the things that I'm seeing over and over again, and it may be something centralized in the area that I live, but we will not work together on a project that's going to better ourselves. And it just amazed me the more I watch that. Let me give you one example. We live in an area where African Americans are about 50% of the population, and we're probably around 60-some thousand, 70. We used to be 150. But do you know we do not have one banquet hall within the city limits? I think we have I was told we had over 125 black churches in Youngstown. So every time we go to a banquet hall, we have to go out to the suburbs. We spend our money out there, and we don't get that money out. But we won't work together to do something as simple as opening up a banquet hall so we have a place to go.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, they've got one here over in Florence. It's called Osborne's, and they took an old abandoned shell of a building, went in with some paint, went in with, you know, put up some nice walls, some nice, you know, paintings and everything like that, came in with paid $15,000 for a new air conditioning system. And now everybody wants to have their wedding there, to the tune of about $1,500 a pop.
And the money stays in your neighborhood.
Exactly.
You can hire your young folks to work the place. I mean, this can be a seasonal job. Well, it's not seasonal all year round, but, you know, especially in the summertime, you have a lot of that. But here we're willing, and we're happy about going out there. And the other thing is, what made me think of this is one of the places they go was supporting a candidate that was running against an African American, because he had the signs out in the, you know, where the Meridian strip by the sidewalk,
they had the signs of this guy. And I'm saying, now we go spend our money there, and they have a right to support whoever they want to. But I say, why don't we think about ourselves? We don't care. We gladly go out there and spend our money. And it's, and that's one reason we can't get ahead. I think, Alabama, what you were saying is that when you work for somebody, you see how much money you generate from them, and you think, why can't we do this for ourselves? But we don't want to work together.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to see you guys, man. I'm finished for right now. I may call back in later.
It was brilliant, Alabama. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right.
That was awesome.
Have a good one.
You know, I agree with you, 727. I agree with you because we had a local church here, and predominantly black congregation, and they went to some of the local businesses to get a little ad in their paper to help support the church, a little $50 ad, and they went to a restaurant here that you would know the name. It's a national chain. And the manager wouldn't give up a $50 bill to put an ad in their paper, and yet every Sunday after church services, 25, 30 members of that church would go to that restaurant week after week after week and eat there, probably gave them $80,000 to $100,000 worth of business in a year, and he can't get a, and the reverend couldn't get a $50 ad out of them. So they came up with an idea that they were going to put in their own kitchen at the church, have their own fellowship, charge reasonable prices for the meals, create some jobs for some of the younger kids in the church, you know, take care of the kitchen and stuff, have some of the ladies who were excellent cooks cook a higher quality food, you know, and really
right.
do a thing and support the church and keep the money in the church and keep the money in the pockets of the people who, you know, attend the church. Well, he spent $8,000 to convert that room into a kitchen and everything else, and this goes back 6 years ago. They have yet to serve a single meal because no one in the church would support that.
No kidding.
They would not go there to eat.
I thought you was going to have a success story.
No, I'm signed with Alabama today. No, and it just boggled me. And then I thought, well, maybe they ran out of money. Now, my wife and I aren't wealthy people, but I went there through the grapevine. I said, well, tell me what happened because, I mean, if we're talking $2,000 finishes this, I'll rob Peter to pay Paul and cut some money free and help you folks out. You know, I thought it was a great idea, especially since I have the same mindset. Disabled people keep going to places where they are not treated with respect. Why do you give people your money? You vote with your feet and you vote with your dollars. That's how you vote in this country. But no, I got the whole story from one of the deacons, took time out to call me privately and to tell me what the story was. He thanked me for my almost generosity. But they said, no, it's wasted money because it'll never happen and because the people that want to, you know, continue to be abused and have something to complain about.
You know, we all don't want to say nothing else, so we stay as young as we are. Now, I want to talk about the pronunciation and the realization. Now, the educator, they call it ESP, positive thinking, right? Some of the people on the cross other side of the pond call it vibration.
I want y'all to take some hints. Alabama, this is for you. I want you to take some hints from the Godfather.
What it is and what it is.
Alabama left.
Are you trying to move in on Steve?
Brother. Taking
the ghetto,
you'll find a whole lot of crime.
Is that what you're doing, man?
Yeah. Alabama checked out.
Yeah.
Oh, he's at the gym. How did he check out? I just wanted to ask Alabama whether he was trying to move in on Steve on Diva. And that's why he
had
that. That might be it. You might have something there.
I
think real fast here, you know, because it doesn't make sense. You know, he's been trying so hard. Yes, but it does make sense.
Because
the G-man is
Alabama said the mailman just came up. He had to go see the mailman. You got to take care of business.
Yeah. But now hold up, he got a problem here because you know men don't get they don't get no assistance unless they got a baby with them.
Well,
or they got a chick
on
the side.
Well,
I don't know how to work it.
Oh,
I'm sure he got a
I'm sure he got a girlfriend with a baby or two hanging out. That, oh, my.
Yeah, they lined, Charlie, they lining up, my baby.
That's right.
Well,
yeah,
you can get them lined up there if you tell them the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jeff.
Y'all
mm-hmm.
got some serious issues.
Did I ever tell you the story about
Boy, them ribs sure were good.
You know, I told you should have stopped by. You know you're always welcome. And Jeff's still sitting up here eating. They keep on coming back in, sticking their head and talking about they sure were good. So now you've got to go up to the Valley Marketplace and pick you up some from the real from Harley's in the back.
Okay. Got to check them out.
Got to check them out. So you who are here locally, stop at the Village Marketplace. They open until, I think, 9 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock tonight, and they open up tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, and they're open until 4 on Saturday. You better check them out.
That's the place you were telling me about, right?
That's the place.
They had buggies, and they got them. Is the people that drive the little buggies, is that who you're telling me about?
That's the place.
I love those folks. I was in Sugar Creek last week.
Oh yeah, that's the Amish capital of Ohio.
Sugar Creek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sugar Creek.
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna tell you something. It is clean down there.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna tell you. I used to have that as part of my district at one time, and when I was working sales, but also that we used to travel down there and go. You know, just out in the country to get the cheeses and stuff like that, you know, Amish cheese and all that stuff. But now you don't have to. You can do it right here at the
Valley Marketplace.
Valley Marketplace.
They got, listen.
That's
this,
okay.
If y'all like cheese spreads,
mm-hmm.
they got a crab cheese spread and a horseradish cheese spread.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
You're making me hungry.
Is that a restaurant, or you just go?
No, they've got one for you to buy and eat in. You can go buy and take out, and you can. There is a full fledged restaurant in there, also called Our House.
Okay.
You can buy furniture. You can buy bulk food. They got cheesecake, the caramel pecan, and whatever you do, check out Martha's Donuts while you're at it.
Tracy, I have to ask a personal question.
You're killing me, Tracy. You're killing me.
Are you still seeing that counselor about weight?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's funny.
Hey, Dora.
I just put on 4 pounds listening to you right now.
they're one of my clients, so I have to. I don't, and honestly, I do not take any advertisement from clients that I do not stand behind their work, right. And I support them.
Yeah, but if you keep eating that way, they're going to be standing behind your work. They're going to be white guys. With the whole crew behind you.
You
have to wear a one-load sticker going down the road, honey.
No, see, the difference between their food and anyone else's food is that their food doesn't have any preservatives. It's all natural, range-free, out-on-the-farm food. So it's healthy for you, and it fills you up, and it's palatable.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any cold-packed meat there?
Yes, they do. They have a butcher shop.
Wow.
They got a full-fledged butcher shop there. They got a steak there called the Jake Steak.
Mm-hmm.
That'll Jake your steak.
Really?
Absolutely.
I got to go see.
They got a marinade going on there. The furniture, they have a complete furniture store in there.
Saw that.
And they've got a variety store in there for gifts. They've got a gift shop in there. They've got fresh produce that is unbelievable. And don't forget,
where's
Ada's
that
salad
on South Avenue?
It's right in the old, in the Georgetown Plaza, in the old Pacatan building.
Georgetown
Plaza, with the Georgetown Banquet Center.
Oh, okay, I got you. I know where you're at.
You got me. It's right there. It is phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
And make sure you go in there and go in there marching to. What'd you say?
Oh, you just go ahead.
I was going to say, when you go in there, tell them you heard of Tracy and friends so they'll know that I'm doing my job.
All right, I will. Hey, did y'all talk about that lady that got shot in Washington, D.C. yesterday?
That's where we're headed. I go, let me pull Sticks in for a minute. Hey, Sticks.
Yeah, I have been under very good advisement. There are no calories in Amish food.
Okay, thanks, Stick. See, I'm straight. I'm doing good. No calories.
That's right. There
Amish
no
food.
Calories in Amish food.
So what are they called?
Energy.
Yeah, that's right. Because the way they
energy.
Work,
yeah, exactly.
It gives you energy. That's
you
definitely
work
true.
The Amish, you don't have to worry about what you eat.
That is true, because they are working me. Trust me. Someone, I know why I'm tired, Jeff.
What's that?
I'm working on almost 10 hours.
That's what I get ready to say. I saw you. I roll over in the bed 5 o'clock this morning. And Tracy's sitting on the TV screen.
What did they feed you for breakfast out there?
They had all-you-can-eat pancakes and sausage and bacon and the jam there. If you like orange juice and smoothies, they got the best orange juice and smoothies in the entire country. But they have the jams and jellies, the syrup, unbelievable. And if you're a French toast person, they got a French toast that'll blow your mind. Okay.
How do they make it? Are you done?
I don't know. All I know is it's French and it's toast, but it ain't never been to France.
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Mademoiselle.
No. Mademoiselle.
They never made it to France. Oui, mademoiselle. Listen, I got to tell you all this. You know what I found out about Amish folks? Amish folks are a lot like black folks.
No, they ain't.
Yes, they are.
No, they ain't.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
The problem is black folks are not a lot like Amish folks. But Amish folks are, I'm serious, they're
all
a lot like black folks.
All right, come on.
They'll take a recipe from somebody and make it their own. Because what I've seen them do to French toast, pancakes, and oatmeal is like what we do to spaghetti.
Yeah.
I just
want to
know
if
you've met the Amish Mafia yet.
No.
What's that?
I haven't caught that TV show, Legs. I saw the preview.
I've never watched it.
For it. Is it on now? Is it official? Is it on?
It's been on. It's in its like second or third season. I've been here and there. I catch it. It's I don't know. It's strange.
I don't watch that. It's not it's not true. Yes. Yes, sir.
I'm just
yeah.
curious because I want to know that Jeff, did you watch? Did you go back and watch a recording of Scandal last night?
You know he did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't watch Scandal last night.
I went to bed and woke up and saw Tracy on TV. I thought I was watching Scandal. I saw Olivia Pumpkins at the Amish Market. What?
You didn't watch Scandal last night.
No.
You watched the game.
I watched the game. The game is more important than Scandal. What are you talking about?
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You have to understand, I'm a Cleveland Browns. I am not a Pittsburgh Squealer with a brand new uniform because I just started following the last 2 years so I could be a winner.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
a Cleveland
yeah.
Browns.
I did not.
My name is on the yeah. is on the roster. You hear me?
Let's get this one thing straight. I did not become a Steeler fan because I wanted to become a winning fan.
I know you love the
came,
coach.
There you go. I have my reasons. I think he's good looking. Everybody has a reason why they choose a team.
Mario Epps. He looks like Mario. All right. Oh my God.
Who's Mario Epps?
The actor.
He don't
little
look like
face
him.
Actor.
No,
Tomlinson, the moon face coach, like he's
Tomlinson
the moon face
is a
actor.
Good looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I am proud to see him as a coach, but I don't like to see him upset because when he's mad, he's not cute. Hey, Gordon, a fisherman. Why does it sound like you out fishing? Hey, G.
Oh.
G, you need to come out of the bathroom. Yes, we can.
Oh, Lord. Y'all lucky, guys.
We're gonna close our eyes, G. We're closing our eyes. We don't want to see this.
Hey, G.
callers today. Everybody lost their mind. Alabama done flipped. Gene done flipped. Not so blind, Mike is thinking about it.
South Carolina's still with us.
South Carolina's still on our side. Okay.
Hey, Alex, I think Alex is going to become a Republican in a minute. The number is 347-945-5229. It's open mic. I do want G brought it up, and I want to get to it. I didn't realize the young lady was an African American female.
Yeah, they blurted that out right away. Do you notice something? That African American people all over the country have been losing their minds. What is it? Is it the black president, or is it mind control, or what?
Well, the last two said it was mind control.
She was nutty for a long time, though. She was telling everybody
that the other guy was too.
Well, she was telling everybody that President Obama made her the watcher or the prophet of whatever town in Connecticut she was from or something. Yeah, she's been out there for a while. Her ex-husband or her baby daddy or whatever he is called the cops and said this woman's insane.
Wait a minute, Stig. They said that she said that he was stalking her.
Yeah. President
that
Obama
ain't funny, but that's
her.
What they said.
But listen, now y'all listen here. I want to tell y'all something. I want you to really understand what I'm going to say. Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth, because this is very, very important. We really need to deal with mental health in America and quit acting like it's not there. Because if you have a mental health problem, you have a mental health problem, and you really can't control your mental health problem if you are mentally ill. It's trying to say, tell the crack addict to go and become the watcher over the evidence room that's full of crack.
But the problem is the system won't allow people to help people that won't see they have a problem. That's the problem.
The problem is they won't acknowledge people that have problems.
Oh, they acknowledge people who've got problems.
They don't acknowledge it.
Not too long ago, they said, I forget who it was. They said that 20 years ago, that particular person, the guy that shot up the Navy Yard. They said
that's 20 years ago,
they locked him up. In a mental ward against his
But
will.
You're not allowed to call people mental anymore.
It ended when they stopped giving you $25.
They
stopped giving you $25 to turn in crazy people.
No, they will not acknowledge. This is my issue. They will not acknowledge. People, they won't accept it. I mean, they and I'm going to talk about this with Dr. Brandy next week. But we need to really understand if you need to go into a mental institution, you need to be in one, and we need to make sure that we can facilitate you and or hold you accountable to your meds. But you can't go up shooting up the place thing and it's all right. Talking about I thought I was GI Joe with a kung fu grip.
But Tracy, you're violating their civil rights.
Now you sound like Alabama. There's a problem going on here. Now you're getting ready to become a liberal, too.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Jeez, old man. Now stick to becoming a liberal.
That's what the whole argument's about. They're saying that they're saying you can't do anything like that because it'll violate their civil rights.
Well, okay, you can't beat your kids because it violates their civil rights. What? What is up with this? When do we start getting common sense right? Am I missing something here?
You're missing.
I want to know when children got civil rights.
Say there's no such thing as a civil right with a kid.
I agree.
Oh, doctor showed up for lunch.
Come on down.
We're here. Hey, Diva, your mic is on.
I just wanted to say that Jeff and Tracy, y'all know as well as I do that in the black community, they do not acknowledge mental illness. It's always,
why don't
they? I don't
know
why.
Don't you think they should?
Yeah, yes, I do believe they should. Mental illness is a very serious. It's very damaging to our community, especially when it's not when it goes untreated. It's just her mom says, "Oh, she was just depressed." Depression does not cause you to act out like that. A break in reality called a psychosis does. That young man that Aaron Alexis did, when you shoot out somebody's tires for no reason or just because they parked in your spot, that's beyond anger management issues. But the black community does not address it. I've seen it time and time again. They feel they do not need the help. They do not need the meds. They do not need the psychotherapy, and they won't help each other or force someone they love to seek help.
What'd you say, Don?
Hello.
His mic's not on, Jeff.
Wait a minute. There it is.
Hello.
Hi, Doc. Doc came in for lunch.
Yeah, I did. Oh, yeah. The name is Omar Epps.
Thank you.
Omar Epps.
Thank you so much, because I was like, who is that?
Yeah, Omar Epps he's talking about.
Are you a Brown fan?
Same difference.
Same thing.
Not really.
You're not a Brown fan?
Nah.
You're a Steelers fan?
Not really.
Are you a football fan?
Yeah, I didn't grow up here.
He's from Washington.
I didn't grow up here.
He's a Redskins fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever.
You guys aren't doing too bad right now, are you?
No, we're in second place.
Yeah, that's good.
Passing the barbecue sauce.
1-3.
Mm-hmm.
that's okay.
Now I don't want any barbecue sauce.
No. Everybody's starting out a bad year, but I've just been killing my Pittsburgh friends on purpose.
Well, actually, it's because most Browns fans have a mental illness, so we all need to go, and that's why I'm trying to talk about this, because y'all need to, you know, get your head straight.
Now, you understand Bills quarterback got hurt last night.
I heard.
Yeah.
So did Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland's did too?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have any quarterbacks.
Harbert. Oh, we got a good quarterback that just won't bring him out.
Is this the one that got hurt?
No, it's the black one.
Oh.
Why won't they bring him out?
Can I say it on the radio?
Say it on the radio.
Cleveland is a city of the great white hope. They are. They're a great white hope city. They will not promote somebody black unless it's the very last thing that they have to do. They held out on Joshua Cribbs all that time. Joshua Cribbs was one of the only people that was scoring for them. And then they finally paid him, and then, you know, he's gone now.
Jim Brown, wasn't he black?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he Cleveland?
They couldn't deny Jim Brown.
Pruitt.
It's going to deny him, but the quarterback is seen as the person that wins the game, just like the pitchers are
in baseball.
Even though you got all these other people doing stuff. You have to understand, Cleveland is a very, very racist city.
So now, hold on. Now, we talk about
that's why you got problems with the West Side and all the other side. You don't go up there in Parma and mess around, do nothing. And I'm playing there tomorrow.
Not bad.
Not bad.
No, Amish ribs. That's cool.
Amish ribs, man.
I'm playing at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel tomorrow.
Should we come crash?
No, you can't.
I bet you I can.
It's a private party, and I need to get paid.
What you trying to do?
Leave me alone. Don't mess with
me. Wait a minute. Party at the Ritz. Party at the Ritz. 6 o'clock. Party at the Ritz. Just say I work with Jeff. That's the code word to get in the door.
I'm glad I can't hear you downtown Cleveland by air.
Hey, party at the Ritz. Go see Jeff. There you go. That's a 10. And then the woman can. Doc, you we're talking about mental health.
And
I got to throw this back out there because I the woman that was in D.C. yesterday, and I didn't realize she was a black woman. And I said, mental health, we don't address mental health in America like we should.
We don't, number one. Number two, mental health doesn't reimburse well.
Oh, it doesn't have any money behind it.
No, when I say doesn't reimburse well, if you have someone that has a mental illness, unless they have commercial insurance or are willing to pay cash out of pocket, your average psychiatrist is not going to take Medicaid.
So that means What'd you say, Mike?
I said, that's crazy.
Wait, that's reality.
Hey, crazy. That's America.
That's reality. I'll see someone that comes to me.
Yeah.
She had her baby 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
Has severe postpartum depression.
Right.
So now what do I do next? I ask her, has she felt like harming herself or others? She says yes. What do I do next? Well, I refer her to the emergency room. Now, all I can tell her is to go to the emergency room. She may go, she may not. I can't make her go. I can't call the police to take her there. Now, if she happens to get to the emergency room, now what will happen more times than not, the ER doc will call me and say, well, what do you want me to do? I said, well, she says she wants to kill herself. She's in the emergency room.
Okay, so it's like when I was talking to you yesterday, I asked you, why is it when I go to the Cleveland Clinic, they ask me, do I feel safe at home?
Mm-hmm.
And everywhere I go at the Cleveland Clinic, they keep on asking me, do I feel safe at home? And I keep on telling me my dog, you know, chasing me around the house.
More than likely, it has to do with liability issues, because if you go home and your boyfriend or your baby mama, daddy, or your whatever beats you up, and they'll say, well, didn't they know at the Cleveland Clinic? If they knew, why did they try to do something to help you? Well, they've asked you. You said you denied it, so their hands are clean.
So, because I'm looking at this, most of the people who have been doing this major mass shootings across the country, most of them have some serious psychosis.
Yeah.
They got issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they want to blame the gun, but why do they deal with the issue?
Well,
it takes a lot to...
Well, see, they have the issue, number one, but number two, because of HIPAA,
you can't say nothing.
You can't say anything. So therefore, you can legally go in and purchase a firearm if you fit all the other criteria, whatever the criteria.
The background check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey Tracy.
Yeah.
There's one thing that's really just nagging me about this whole thing. This lady that got gunned down by the Capitol. You know, yeah, okay, it's coming out that she had mental health, but in my opinion, they're kind of using that to deflect from the excessive amount of force used by our government. I mean, was it really necessary to shoot this woman, what was it, 17 times or however many times they
no.
shot her?
No!
She had a weapon.
She had a car.
That's a weapon.
Well, they could have stopped the weapon. All they had to do was shoot the tires out from under it.
Because she was in a car.
Most people aren't good shots.
What'd you say, Alex?
Because she was in the car, that's just an excessive amount of force. You did not have to shoot that woman. There are, I mean, even your basic police officers are trained in how to stop a moving vehicle without actually shooting the person. They're trained to stop the vehicles and then detain the person, take them out of the vehicle. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, she wasn't firing. She wasn't armed. And here's what concerned me, Alex, about when I heard the report. I had the same concerns you did. It is excessive because they were interviewing people who were in the grassy area there. I guess it's kind of like a mall or something, a grassy field or whatever. And they were saying, yeah, we heard the police yelling us, get down, get down. And I'm going, okay, that's prudent advice because you're in a fire area. But who did all the shooting? The police. Don't you think that's kind of reckless in a place full of people just standing there when your target is one person who you've got who isn't really armed, is out of her car, and you're still shooting? And you're shooting in an area with all those bystanders?
She was not in her car, was she?
No, according to my people,
she wasn't out of
her
car.
Area, she wasn't armed.
They say she wasn't out of her car. She was still in her car.
Yeah, but she wasn't
armed.
Yeah, they have it on video.
So actually, it could have been just a she could have gone crazy in the car, and the car just went out of, or did she have a police chase?
They were chasing all through town.
Yeah, they were.
She just couldn't drive.
They could shoot out her tires. There's lots of options at that point. They could use tear gas.
Most people are not accurate shots.
But you know, I got to take a break. But do you guys realize how hard it is to actually go on a speed chase in downtown D.C. with the barriers that they have up? Because everything that all the streets have these
in the one ways that they got going on.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean, they have these things that come up out the ground.
Yeah, no,
that
yeah,
will stop you. That will lock you in.
And they knew she had a child in the car. and they were shooting at the car even knowing she had a child in the car?
She had a child in the car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm taking a break. I'll be right back.
About 18 months old.
I'm going to leave the mics off. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600.
Yeah, she. If you see the video, you can see how close they were up on her. They opened her passenger door. Me personally, I think she freaked out and panicked. I mean, you got cops coming at you with guns like that, and if you're in that mental state, she freaked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why didn't they shoot the tire out? One was right there behind the car. Like, why didn't you shoot the tire out?
Or shoot the heat block, shoot the radiator. I mean, there's lots of things you could do. But to discharge that many shots when she never fired a single one in that highly populated area with so many people in the open, when you, first of all, like you said, Alan, most people aren't good shots, you know, and I know it's not humorous, but really with that many misfired bullets, you know, flying all over the place in an area with population just standing there in an open field, I mean, that is highly irresponsible.
You can tell that they were panicked, because they even panicked. But I'm like, you have enough training to where you get in a situation you shouldn't panic.
Well, one of my progressive friends, even you'll love this one of my progressive friends said that it's obvious that the D.C. Police Department, because of what happened 2 weeks ago with the naval shootings, they were suffering from post-traumatic syndrome and just overreacted.
Now, police do that, and they've been doing that for years, and just about every major city, they've been overreacting for a long time, just shooting people down, especially in New York City. It's insane, you know.
Well, because you have all these, when you take it to court or when you take it to the grievance process, now you have the higher up saying, well, it was justifiable. So now no one is taken care of with their shooting.
Yeah. And
because what happened with Oscar Grant, I'm like, you shouldn't have been trying to take out a taser or anything while you have a suspect laying on the ground handcuffed. You can't. You already had him detained. And he said that was justifiable. And I'm like, because he didn't need to take out his gun, he meant to take out his taser. So I'm like, the police are, they're basically getting away with murder. And they had to have known she had her child in her car because the one police officer opened up her passenger door and the baby was not even in a car seat.
And it comes down to the woman has mental problems. And that's tragic here. That's what this started. It didn't start with her trying to get to the White House through a gate that they turned her away from, and she, then freaked out, And they knew she had the baby in the car because that's where they saw him, the baby. That's why they hesitated doing anything more aggressive when she tried to get through the White House gate. If she had the baby in the car, they didn't know what to do. And then ends up in a high-speed chase. And again, in a lot of cities, police are told to stand down during high-speed chases. It's better to let the person just get out onto some open road somewhere and go away.
Right. My thing is, one thing I'm looking at is they said she rammed a gate. Now, she's driving a black Infiniti, and they said she rammed a gate. But when you look on the video, it don't look like there's any damage to the front end of her car.
Yeah.
And they said she rammed a gate before, and she rammed several gates. And I'm like, you look at her car, there's no damage to her car. I just think there's more to this story. Something's not adding up here.
Do they have civilian review boards anymore in major cities? I know years ago we had this back in Connecticut. Whenever something's like this, you get a bunch of people. You get one representative from the police department and then a whole bunch of people who are like, it's like a board of directors, some citizens in the city whose judgment you trust, and they're all counseled by. There's two attorneys, one representing the citizens, one representing the law enforcement. But they have no say. They can only coach on the legalities back and forth. They have no vote. But then there was like a civilian review board set up that would look at this kind of stuff dispassionately. They have no dog in the fight. They just got to see what the heck happened and, was it justified? Do they have a civilian review board in D.C.?
I don't know. I don't have any clue. I don't know if they have any civilian review boards, but to be honest with you, I don't even think they would work anymore. The police have got so much power
yeah.
that I don't think I think they'll all come back. They'll just come back justifiable. Like the young man who got in a car accident. I mean, I was really shocked that they charged that guy. When the young man got in a car accident, was just seemed to be disoriented, and he was coming towards the police, and just the one that the police officer shot and shot to kill. I thought they were trained to shoot to injure, or is that just the military?
No, the military is trained to shoot.
You're talking about that FAMU football player. He was in South Carolina and got in a car accident, and he was actually going towards the police for help because he was asking people to call the police for help because he was hurt in the car accident. So he's obviously kind of discombobulated. He was in a car accident and he's going towards the police for help, and the police shoot him. I mean, this is just insane. It's completely, the police are just completely out of control.
One thing that I was shocked in that case was that they did come back and said it was excessive force and they charged them. I was like, wow, that doesn't normally happen.
But see, and then at the same time, this is what drives me up the wall. When people want to have, people want to regulate all guns where only the government has guns. Do you really trust the government to be the only people to have guns? It's stuff like this that it's like why it's very important to have a free society where people don't depend on the government, but they depend on themselves to protect themselves. If we do not have trust in each other as Americans, it's all gonna fall. All this, everything that we love about America is going to collapse if we do not say we have trust in our fellow citizens. Otherwise, we're going to end up with a police state and state-sponsored terrorism, more police shooting people down in the street because people are just going to get more and more afraid and ask for the government to. For more and more, give the government more and more absolute control, and it's just going to continue to spiral into just more of this.
My thing is, we in the black community, we as Americans have to do better in recognizing mental illness. That's why my organization is called Can You See Me? Because you can't really, when you look at someone, you can't check yourself for mental illness. But certain actions that they do, it's not normal. Somebody acting out, somebody sitting at home, sitting at home, not wanting to work, not wanting to do better for themselves, more than likely that person is suffering from some type of depression or some type of borderline personality disorder. But we look at people and we label them as lazy, dysfunctional. Don't get me wrong, there are some people out there who just do mean and bad things. But a good majority of these people, it's like a silent cry for help. They don't know who to turn to, where to turn to, and they don't know where to get the help from. So they just sit and they just wallow in their state, and it just gets worse and worse, and it comes out in the Aurora shooting, the Sandy Hook shooting, the Capitol shooting, the Navy Yard shooting.
There's no argument there. There's no argument either.
Navy Yard, I'm like, where was his family? They said, oh, he just had anger. His dad said, oh, he just had anger management issues. No, that was beyond anger. But you don't want to address it. As a kid growing up in Youngstown, seeing so many people walking around with mental illness, not understanding what it was because no one would explain it. No one would address it. There was a lady who used to walk around, makeup on, rags all over her, and she always carried bag, so we called her the bag lady. And she'd walk around talking to herself. Uh-huh. No one offered to get her help. I was a kid, so I didn't understand what was going on. We just thought, as kids, you're just crazy.
Diva, they offered her help. I know the bag lady. They have offered her help. She don't want it.
Well, she's not alive anymore.
Now you can lose your thing out there wandering around.
When she was walking around, people offered her help.
I was talking.
She did not want
it.
And you listen to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. Dr. Hill's in the studio with me. It's open mic. The number is 347-945-5229. Jeff is here with me, and I've got folks on the line. I'm in a James Brown mood because James Brown could say, yeah, he could say stuff like nobody else can.
Somebody do something for Jeff. He's got a piece of rib stuck in his throat.
in between my teeth.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, you. Hey, you. I like my man, Eddie Murphy, what he did. Hot tub. He was dressed like James Brown.
You know what? I got to say, Eddie was a funny guy.
Hilarious.
Eddie was a funny guy.
He was a funny guy.
I don't know if he's funny still.
He's still funny.
Because I don't know. Speaking of which, have y'all seen the Arsenio Hall show yet?
No, I haven't. I know it comes on 11 o'clock.
Right.
I haven't seen it.
He needed to dress. He needed to come up. Because it's almost like he started all over again with the same furniture he had when he stopped off. It's like they put his furniture in the back room and pulled it back out again.
Wait,
and with the same jacked up haircut he had when he first came on.
But hot top fade.
Yeah, no. His first hair, the bad haircut before he had the hot top.
I think that's what it was. I don't know. It's terrible, whatever it is.
He needed to do better. I mean, I'm not trying to ditch on my boy, but because I'd like to see him do well at it.
Oh,
but
well,
wow.
Well, he took over number one immediately. But here's the thing: his interviews are good.
Absolutely.
I think his interviews are good.
Yeah.
But his spoofs are rotten.
His stand up is terrible. That's right. His stand up.
Oh my God.
It's almost like he's reliving the. He's reliving that
woman,
the
80s
or something like that? Yeah.
Who's sponsored?
Yeah.
Who's the group?
Who's coming in?
Walter Beasley.
Y'all read something else. Hold on. What did you say, G? Because they over here talking about something that they're watching on the computer. You said his stand-up
is bad. Seems like he's really... Yeah, his stand-up is terrible to me. He's not funny at all. It seemed like he's really... He's reliving the 80s or whenever he was. You know, he's going over old stuff. I said, you need to move on from that.
Yeah.
Well, I think you said the same thing I said. Because my thing is, it almost, I'm telling you, it looks like they put his furniture in the storage room, and then they pulled it all out. And they didn't put no money. They didn't.
Now, who's he on, Fox?
He's on Fox.
But they gave him a show to finally get the furniture out. They needed the room.
But he can be just as good. He can be better than Jimmy Kimmel because he's got it in him. The question is, the support staff that's around him is not the best. There's something wrong. Because he interviews well.
Do you remember when he was on the air last time toward the end of his career there? He did that contest where if you wrote him a nice letter, he'd come to your home and do the show from your home, and he did it on somebody's back deck. He performed the show, one of his final shows. Do you remember that? Okay, well, if you don't remember, the rest of the story doesn't matter. Because a friend of mine won that contest. And if Alabama was here, I'd tell Alabama the story. A friend of mine is black, and he was going to write the letter in because he made really good barbecue, and everybody in his family told him, you're wasting your time. You're not going to win that. That thing is fixed. And he said, I'm writing my letter. And he believed, and he believed, and he believed. And one day he gets a phone call, and Arsenio said, I was touched by your letter, and I'm coming by your house for barbecue. So my friend built a deck onto the back of the house to have a place to put everybody. Yeah, he won the contest because he believed. He believed. And he's also a good cook, too, so that helps. Yeah.
Mike, that was almost as corny as one of Styx's. And
well,
no, one of Ben's.
No,
man,
Styx
was almost
good. Like
Styx was pretty good. That was almost as corny as one of Ben's stories. I can't let you slide with.
But my friend also used to work for IBM, and he used to keep talking about he was going to go out and start a business. And finally, one of the days, one of his IBM coworkers, a white guy, said to him, hey, you talk a good game. Why don't you just go do it? And he thought a second, said, you're right. He wrote his resignation letter, left, and went out and became a very successful businessman in Baltimore. Started a little business and worked his way up and became very successful. So he had a whole thing of believing.
I'm taking your story. No.
You know, I went to school, roomed with Arsenio down at Kent State. Jeff London, huh?
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hi, Sticks.
Hey, I'm
I talk
here.
About you when you're not here, so you heard me. How you doing?
That's okay. You can talk about me anytime you want, Trace.
Hear that?
Hey, was you listening to your news during the break?
No, I didn't listen to my news. What did my news say?
They had a story on there. There was a town in Arizona that relies on the Grand Canyon for the town's income.
Mm-hmm.
And they took up a donation, and they got $350,000 and tried to give it to the federal government so they would reopen the park, and they refused to take it.
Well, there's also story sticks of people who leased land from the government to run their businesses on. And they don't cost the government a penny, and the government's telling them they have to close.
Tell them to shut down.
Plan.
Yeah, well, you heard they tried to close. They tried to close Mount Vernon, and it's all privately owned.
Yeah.
How can you close something that's private? That's
not trying to make this thing look so bad. This is what they're doing. This
they're
is the calculation by the Obama administration. They did this on purpose because they knew that the Republicans were not going to cave on this particular point. I think that they should have let the thing go through. I think they should let it go on its own merit.
And crash and burn.
And let it crash and burn if it's going to.
But see, my problem is they keep on making these exemptions to ease up the pain.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
And they need to make it go through as a full law.
Well, they have to if they're talking about everybody has to be in for you to make money on this or for it to affordable. But they've built so many taxes. And other fees and things into this bill, some that don't matter, like selling your house and they get a 3% override. That's craziness. You know, go ahead.
Well, Hannity had a congressman, a Democrat Republican congressman on last night, and the Democrat wouldn't even admit that the Congress gets all the Congress staff gets a $75,000 a year stipend to help pay for their health care.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy would not admit it.
Mm-hmm.
They get a what?
They get a $75,000 a year stipend to pay for their part in the exchanges.
They get a subsidy. They're on the take. And that's why he wouldn't admit it, like everyone on the take. Like he was testifying in front of Congress. He wouldn't admit everything. He kept taking the Fifth Amendment.
Are we really getting this? I'm just saying, overall, I mean, we just need to pay attention. This is not part, and everybody,
political theater at its best, and, you know, nobody plays it better than the Obama administration. They've been able to get away with a lot of things because of how they came in and moved. The first thing they came in and did was they dismantled all of the conservative military people. If you notice that, they got them all out of there.
Yeah.
Okay. Took them 3.5 years, but they got them out. And now look what you have left. You don't have anybody that will stand up for the Constitution.
They took the list.
Because they can stop this mess.
They took the list of the last 20 presidents or 19 presidents, going all the way back to Warren G. Harding, and they looked at their cabinets. This is the only president that has the fewest number of people who've ever had a job that wasn't government subsidized before they came into the White House. There's only 8% of the president's staff that ever had a private sector job. It is by far, even Carter's presidency had at least 36% had a private job. Reagan and the other presidents, nobody was hired in 56%, so there is a blend. But this president is surrounded by elite intellectuals who've never had a real-world job where the bottom line is how you got paid.
I got a question for you guys. What's wrong with being elite?
Nothing.
Except
you're a number of rocks. You never run nothing.
But now you're running. You're attempting to run the whole of the United States. You know.
Well, that's what we. I mean, I'm with Alabama now. That's what we like.
That's true. There's a whole lot of truth to those who can do, those who can't teach.
Oh, God. Someday I'll have to tell you why I became a Republican, Tracy. the true story.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's a pretty easy job, but all I got to do is breathe.
That's easy job.
Well, think about it. What do we have a Sharia czar for? Crazy.
A who?
A Sharia czar.
A Sharia czar? That's a pretty name. Woman name. I think that. Sharia czar.
How do you spell it?
Hold on. It
doesn't
matter. Hold on.
Sharia
S-H-E-R-I-E-A-C-Z-A-R. Sharia czar. That's a problem. Oh, and I'm gonna name her Sharia. Hold on.
I've heard women name their girls Candida.
I have too.
Hold it. Wait a minute.
That
hold it.
Because
I only know one
Remember
definition
that was
of Candida.
A song. Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Candida.
Candida. We can make it better. Isn't that the word?
Yep.
Oh, whoa. Sharia czar Alize Candida.
Yeah.
Mohammed Majid.
Sharia czar. That's a pretty name. Sharia Alize.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can Candida STD?
No. Yeast infection.
Same thing.
No, it's not.
It is over here.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not STD.
It might as well be.
Places.
It don't transfer?
No.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Oh.
If he told you that, he lied to you.
See, it doesn't matter now. If you're going to name your child Sharia czar,
what'd you say?
You can't get it from dirty toilet seats.
Oh, man.
That's silly, man. That's real silly.
The real sad thing about all this is we are setting up what the ancient Chinese called the Mandarin Society. That's what's really sad about all this. If you wasn't part of the ruling class or connected to the ruling class, you were just plain stuck.
Yeah. Yeah. But we won't mind because it'll be well taken care of and stuck. You got to look at it from Alabama and Tracy's point of view today. They won't mind being stuck because they can sit at home, do nothing, and be stuck, but get paid for everything. So it's not quite the same way stuck as the Mandarin Chinese, where all they had to do was eat oranges because there was nothing else.
Yeah, but they don't pay me enough welfare to keep me in whiskey.
Well, that's why you got to come here to South Carolina. We'll show you how to make your own.
Okay.
Hey, my daddy.
He's on the line. He knows for a fact that that's what we're working on here at my place.
Well, can I ask a question?
Sure.
If you don't know your history, would that make a difference? I mean, does it matter if you don't know your history?
History of what? Depends on whose history you have. Because our problem is we listen to everybody's history, but the true history of our own. I mean, because people make up history as they go.
Well, they're not teaching civics. They're not teaching real civics and Constitution in schools anymore. So eventually, it won't. I think if I'm reading the brother correctly, they're not really teaching about true American history and liberty anymore. So the generation coming up is not going to matter.
Yeah, they
right.
got confused.
And there's no desire to know the truth either.
No.
So you're growing up with a society that's given you everything. You think that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Well, they're not even teaching recent history like the fall of the Iron Curtain and what brought that to its knees.
Well, you know they don't really want to do that one.
Yeah, and that's where all this sex education comes from the bad teachers we have. They don't understand. When somebody said you got to teach civics, they thought it was syphilis they had to teach.
Oh, God, man. You know,
Mike, I'm going to take, listen, you got to quit hanging out with Ben. You got to quit hanging out. Ben is bad.
You should have a drum roll, then.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You have a generation growing up that has no clue that they can live a better life.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if you're living that life, they look at you, and I thought about this just recently, they despise you because you're living a better life and that you shouldn't have that life.
Right.
That's true.
Because they come from the mindset, because you have, it means they lost somehow. Because you,
or
have.
You
and somehow
it.
You gained
you
it,
it,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, I'm one down because you're one up.
Right, right. And that's why they have no problem taking yours or killing you for what you have or looking down on you for what you have, because they, as far as they're concerned, you got it some kind illegally or however you got it wasn't right.
Yeah. Well, as long as they can vilify you, they can justify anything they do to you.
You go. And people are giving them enough reason to vilify you every day. People are just putting stuff out there, you know, these people are greedy, they're this, they're that, that's how they got where they are, you know, and so, and that's in their mind, okay, this is how that, that's how my neighbor got what he's got.
Yeah, every day in front of the TV set, there's a new pile of rocks to throw at your neighbor.
Hold on, guys.
Your TV set.
Hold on, guys. Local call, your mic is on.
Yeah, could I get the name of that James Brown tune that was playing?
Sure, it's called, Escapism, and it's the rare extended edit of a full version, but it's called James Brown Escapism.
Okay. Oh, and only the other thing I wanted to say was about the history. Our history is everybody's history. It's origin, so that's why nobody thinks about that, but everything started in Africa. So. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Told y'all it was a James Brown day.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Yeah, I love James Brown.
I took it to my notes for Monday to go find that.
I think he's funny.
Dr. Hill came in here and said, that's Bootsy Collins on the bass.
Yeah. Oh, really? In that
that's
one?
Probably right.
He's probably right, like I said. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he played with him.
Bootsy Collins got a new foundation down in Dayton right now.
Oh,
and he's really trying to make some stuff happen. And he's still wearing them crazy glasses. If anybody, for those of you who do not know who Bootsy Collins is, you need to Google him. He is to a guitar what Jimi Hendrix was to a lead.
And I'm coming at you.
You know they smoke too much weed.
Way too much weed.
Well, you see, that's all they did.
They did. They smoked too much weed.
That's what it created.
I didn't know you could
and smoke
the
while they
were
on stage,
in.
Too.
I didn't know you could put those two words in the same sentence. Too much and weed?
Yeah. You can say that out loud. You know, Diva's been awfully quiet today.
I know.
She called in about the mental illness. I guess she wanted to keep my blood pressure down because she knew it was going through the ceiling all week long.
No, I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down because mine has been up.
I thought Diva.
You keep on talking about me on Facebook, Diva. I know where you live.
But see, here's the thing. A wise prophetess told me I don't have to argue and advocate for everything. Sometimes I just be quiet and let the Lord guide me in my battles, and that's where I'll prevail. So.
Wow.
Well.
With that attitude, you'll be a Republican by tomorrow.
No, thank
you.
I'll become nonpartisan, but never a Republican.
Well,
we need to make her into a libertarian. That's what we need to do.
Yeah, I got it.
Told you. Me and she's been going back and forth about this for a couple of days now. That's probably why my blood pressure's up. I'm not going to be a libertarian.
Why not? I got a
photo of her standing naked next to Ron Paul.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I got a question of you.
Question,
you guys. And I'm going to take a break really quick. But I need to know something. Why is it that the African-American community has not become libertarian? Say that they don't want to become Republican. Okay, we can say that.
Mm-hmm.
But why won't they become libertarian?
Because they've been too brainwashed to be Democrat, period. They can't do anything else. You have to understand, their mindset, they will turn down a school voucher for their child to go to a better school rather than say it's okay because it's a Republican idea.
But you understand what I'm saying. I mean, I understand that they may not want
to
become Republican, but why not become Libertarian?
Because they oppose themselves in thought. They have no idea. We have been a brainwashed people. And I'm not saying everybody in the world. I'm just saying as a whole, we're brainwashed. We are rabid dog trained. We're just like Pavlov's dog. That's what we are. You ring a bell that says anything different than what a Democrat says, and we start frothing at the mouth and going off. That's what happened. Now, I'm saying that, and I know a lot of people are going to be mad at me for saying it, but I'm saying it because we're conditioned. We can't be anything else different,
Alex,
until we start thinking.
Alex, do you agree with
yeah.
that?
Yes and no. About 50% of it. I do agree that we've been brainwashed, but I think that the conditioning, and maybe this is what maybe Jeff is saying the same thing, but I think the conditioning is of to sap us of our confidence in our own abilities, because in order to be a libertarian, you have to have confidence in yourself and in your own abilities. If you don't have confidence in your own abilities, you're not going to be a libertarian, because what that means then, if you don't have any confidence, then the libertarian idea scares you, because you don't have any confidence, and the only thing you know is that I need to depend on the government for everything that I get, and you know, I'm just going to be a slave to someone else. That's the only thing that comes to mind if you do not have that self-confidence. And so that has to be established first before you can endorse a libertarian philosophy.
Alex,
hold on, Mike, because I got some other, and I want, because Dr. Hill's sitting here, and you know, I try not to get him in too much in political conversation, but you know, he's here in his breakfast, and it's Friday. But would you subscribe to? I mean,
and you fed him,
and I fed him.
Well, the Amish fed me.
Well, he got a point there. Don't forget to go see her. So go to the Amish marketplace up on the Valley Marketplace up on South Avenue.
Vibish do.
Vibish do?
Yeah.
Hello. And how are you?
I'm really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing good.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything. Doc, I mean, you
yeah.
feel, you. I mean, you've been black for a while.
I guess for all my life, I guess. I don't know. Most of my life.
And you walk,
not
you walk in,
Don,
you're the good
yet.
One. And you,
and he's so laid back and cool with it. He just said, yeah, for most of my life.
Yeah, you know. would you, I mean, because seriously, overall.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Would you say that we, I mean, because, I mean, politically, we are better than what we think. What are your thoughts when it comes to this? Because, I mean, you went to medical school, and I know we're better than the prison system that holds most of us.
Why does it hold most of us?
That's the question. You're the doctor. You're the one with the 17 hours of medical school.
Yeah.
You've been to school forever.
Well,
you tell me, because I want to know.
Why does it hold most of us, I guess?
What is causing me to still want to go? Because see, I'm scared of jail.
Go where?
In prison, jail, baby daddy, baby mama,
well,
mama drama. Or to
have
kids I can't afford, do kids I can't do, and continue the cycle even when I don't like the situation that I'm in.
Well, if that's all you know, you do what you know. It's easier to do what you know than to go against the grain and do something different. It's very difficult to go against the grain and do something different. Very. It is. Think about it. I look at what I did. What I did was different than what everybody else I was around did. So it's difficult to go against the grain, because when you go against the grain, you must make a lot of sacrifices. And you must be not only make sacrifices, but you must have willpower and be determined to not succumb to what everybody else is doing, or to delay your gratification.
G, you agree?
Yeah, that's part of what I was getting at about the history. If you don't know any better, you go with you know. All your friends, your peers, anyone that encouraged you are doing the same thing that you're doing. So it's really hard for you to break away from that. First, you have to see something to go there. If you don't see it, then you just go do what you normally do every day. You get up and go through the same routine day in, day out. where you have, again, like parents said, you go on vacation, you see other things, you're exposed to stuff, and all of a sudden your imagination, your ability to dream, your desires are awakened, and then you're more likely to seek a different course. But if you haven't seen it, it's hard to go there if you haven't seen it, especially if no one is motivating you.
We were trying to work on a project to address that, and I was greatly honored because I was invited in. It was some very, very successful Black Americans, athletes, business people, and they were going to call it the Elders Tour, and they wanted to go to the inner cities of Detroit and L.A. and Chicago and places like that and just do an all-day seminar about the other side that they're not hearing, exactly what you're saying, what is possible. They wanted to share from the heart their own personal story and not to believe that you're nothing and can accomplish nothing and you have to go with the flow and, you know. And they were going to do that, and then the economy got kind of weird here, and it was still a good idea. Matter of fact, I got a phone call a couple months ago. They're thinking of re-upping the whole movement of the Elders Tour and going into the inner city and just standing on stage and sharing from the heart with these kids and young folks and what's possible.
Dr. Hill said something. He said you had to have self-discipline. And what I don't understand is how can so many African-Americans have so much self-discipline when it comes to sports, but yet other things, it seems like they have none.
Jeff? Once again, here's the thing that's going on here. And when you're talking about what I said in the first place about why we act the way we do, et cetera, et cetera, we've been conditioned by several things, and part of this is not our fault. And that is that every time that we became, as a people, self-sufficient financially, a political entity came in and destroyed it and attacked us, beat us down, and beat us back into submission. So our hands have been smacked so many times, we're not willing to put them forth anymore and help ourselves. That's one of the ways that I say it is not our fault. But at the same time, it's not, you know, they can't do Jim Crow anymore to us. They can't do 64.
But they do.
They can't do it, but they can't do it if we stopped it. It's our fault now because we're not stopping it.
I mean, because right now, if you really look at Jim Crow,
mm-hmm.
if you look at slavery, if you look at the only thing missing is the shackles on our feet and our hands.
Now,
but overall, we still have a Jim Crow and a slavery mindset. And a lot that we do, to the point where we won't even celebrate your success and support you and be there to build your own business.
No.
For some reason, we think that somebody owes us something, and the white man got his foot on our neck, and we're supposed to get everything free, and free is going to be good for us. Because you pay for what you get, and when it's free, you didn't pay, so you get what you get. You can't even complain. Well, you can probably go on doing nothing happened for it. I'm just saying overall, because when I look at health care, when I ask about the political agenda, and I look at libertarians, okay, you say that Republicans are racist. So what are libertarians? From Mars?
Libertarians don't care one way or another.
No, I'm talking about they say that Republicans are racist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Democrats ignore you. So what are libertarians?
Well, libertarians. Yeah, they're, to them, they're Republicans. Anything that's not a Democrat is a Republican to primarily black people.
No, we just think that libertarians, some people, not me, because I think the libertarians as their mindset, I don't agree with all their ideals, but their mindset is, I don't care either way, you can use. But most Democrats think the libertarians are nuts. You know, want to know why? Because we hear people like Rand Paul. Ron Paul, and he says some of the most wackiest stuff.
Ron Paul's not a libertarian. Ron Paul's a Republican, if I'm not mistaken.
Rand Paul, he's a Republican.
Rand Paul's a libertarian.
Ron Paul's a libertarian.
Let me explain to you about
he's
a libertarian.
Hold on. He's the one that we see. When we turn on our TVs and we watch our leftist shows, our Democratic shows, and you see Ron Paul, that's the only libertarian that we get to see.
Can I ask you a question then? So why do you keep on watching TV to get your information when you know it's not right?
I don't just watch.
Because hold on. I'm just saying overall, this is what we see. So when we see every time you look on, turn the television on, you see a black man in an orange jumpsuit, and they say that that's what black men are. Why do you keep on watching it when you know it's not true?
People, I can't answer that one. I don't know why people still continue to watch something without getting more information and believing that it's true. I don't know why. I guess they just want to believe.
Why is it that our leaders, such as, you know, your Roland Martin and Donna Brazile and Jesse Jackson Jr., Jesse Jackson Sr., Conyers, Maxine Waters, why is it that they are supposed to lead you? We follow them, we elect them.
Why do we need leaders?
Because we don't know nothing?
Why do we need leaders?
Because they gave us one.
But why?
But
you know, there's something to that.
You guys don't mind your Herman Cain and your the guy, Alan West. You guys don't mind looking up to those people. But why can't?
But I'm not following them.
But why you say you look up? Why?
Diva, you can admire
someone, but not necessarily
follow.
Agree with everything that they say or do with their thought processes. There's certain things about them that you admire. That doesn't mean you admire everything.
Let me stop this real quick. It has nothing to do with admiring or anything. It has to do that we agree with what they're saying if we like them. And that's what I do. I agree with Herman Cain. I agree with Al Sharpton,
agree with someone like Al Sharpton or Roland Martin or Jesse Jackson?
You can if you want to, but it's to your death.
But see, this is
the whole thing.
That's what I'm saying, Diva. See, Alan West, I agree with, but the things that I disagree with, and it's okay. But the last thing I'm going to do is sit here and try to make you think that blue is red and red is blue. And what happens with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and Roland Martin, they're supposed to be the voice of the black community, and they come out and they literally lie to you, and they're not they're very very and in their conversations. When we talk about what's going on politically, instead of them being honest about what's going on, they give you the rhetoric that's been given to them to repeat.
He's in jail right now.
Junior.
Hold on, Diva.
Diva,
I'm not viewing them as liars. I'm telling you they lie. Because, see, at least I will tell you this. My name is Tracy. I will not lie to you, even if it's to my political detriment.
Right.
I will not lie to you. I will tell you, no, that ain't right, and that's right. Okay, I agree with this. But even if we disagree, I'm not going to make up a lie. Because I'm not going to call somebody out that I know that's not who they are. I'm not going to yell fire and there's no fire. And I watch them yell. No, seriously, Diva. When they know that there's no such thing as voter suppression, instead of them telling us we need to do some certain things to get ourselves together, they get in line with the voter suppression to sensationalize the mobilization of the get out to vote. They start marching with it, even when they know that it's not true. I'm not going to yell fire when it's not fire, but when it's a fire, I want you to know there's a fire.
Here's the thing. You're being told that there is no such thing as voter suppression. They're being told that
there's
no such
thing as voter
suppression.
Diva, that's not what I said. You don't listen to what I said. I did not say that there was no such thing as voter suppression, but when there is not voter suppression, I don't make it up to make you come out and vote. That's what I'm saying.
Here is the thing. You on principle, believe whatever, disagree with the left agenda. I get that. The right disagrees with the left disagrees with the right, and we both sides try to make their point in making each side look bad. And that's the one thing that is so frustrating about this whole thing, including, as much as I love you guys, the people on this show, I sit here and I hear it, and I see it, and I'm like, wait a minute, why can't I believe what I believe? But if I believe what I believe, I'm uninformed, I'm uneducated, and you talk about most of the people on the left as that's how they are. And then we talk about, and when the left talks about the right, they do the same thing. This is why politics is so frustrating, because we cannot accept and respect that people believe and have
different
beliefs.
But Diva, listen to what I just said to you. Diva, you've changed the channel, sweetheart. Listen to what
that's
I just
y'all
said
need
to you.
Be, that's why all y'all need to be libertarians. That's exactly why.
Yep. Me and Alex.
I'm getting close to
again,
it, I'll tell you that.
You have Ron Paul, who wants to do away with the Department of Education, but yet he
did an interview.
Let me finish. He did an interview on Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and said, yes, I want to do away with the Department of Education, but I want the federal government to pay for people to be able to go to the school that he is setting up, the online school, whatever curriculum he's setting up. He wants the federal government to pay for that. Yeah,
no,
he
doesn't.
Diva, wait a minute. You're making a charge. Now, how did he ask the federal government to pay for people to go to his online school?
They didn't get that far, but he said he wants the federal government to pay for it.
When did he say that, and how did he say that?
He was on Joe Scarborough. I don't know if you're familiar. Joe Scarborough.
I know exactly. You know nobody I don't know on TV. Go ahead.
I said I didn't know if you knew him or not. I didn't say you didn't know him.
There ain't nobody on TV that I don't know. Don't keep going.
Okay. Listen, I don't have time for the rhetoric between you and Jeff with this. My question is, Diva. Go ahead, Alex.
I was just going to say real quick is that there isn't anything that Ron Paul has said that anyone has they'll call him crazy at first, and eventually they'll be like, oh, well, yeah, he was right. But let me say about this whole education thing, when it comes to libertarianism, only thing he's saying is that give people school choice. And if you're going to tax people, if you're going to take my money, at least give me the choice of what kind of school I want to go to. And if people want a Ron Paul curriculum, then give them that choice. That's the only thing he's saying. He's not
no,
so it's a, there's nothing contradictory about that.
You want government out the way. You want to abolish the Department of Education.
Yes.
You want the government to pay for people to be able to go to your schooling.
When did the Department of Education
be able to be on that federal funding list? So his students can get loans to come to his school, just like the ones who go to Harvard or Yale. That's what he was talking about. But he wasn't the government telling him what to teach.
Because he was asked specifically. He
ain't listening.
The Department of Education does not pay for your school. The department. Let's get that straight. The Department of Education. The Federal Department of Education does not. They don't pay for any. They don't pay for a single school in America, except for maybe Washington D.C. But I doubt even there. Your schools are paid with your local taxes. Let's get that straight.
So the
Federal Department of Education is not even commissioned, chartered in the U.S. Constitution. Therefore, it's unconstitutional. So yes,
and not only that, the
gone.
Department of Education was established by Carter, if I'm not mistaken, during his administration.
Somebody's bringing them in the phone,
Nixon
please.
Nixon did
stop.
DPA, Carter did.
It's Alex. Did Nixon start that or did Carter start? I think that Carter started that.
It was one of them.
Department of Education.
It was one of them.
I think it was Carter.
Okay. Well, the thing is, first of all, I was just talking to somebody. Oh, go ahead.
I guess the real test of the Department of Education thing would be, since it's been instituted, and it's been instituted for at least 25 years, has the literacy rate in the United States changed at all? If it hasn't, it should be defunded and shut down.
Actually, it's gone the other way. The average high school kid graduating high school today has one-third of vocabulary.
You cannot talk on top of people. What did you say, Mike?
I said the average high school child today graduating high school has a vocabulary of 8,600 words. In 1968, the average high school graduate had a vocabulary of 26,000 words. I would say it's failing.
Yeah, I would too. And nobody's saying we don't want government in our in anything. We're saying we want government to be very limited in what they do, and all education should be local. And you should have the availability to control your curriculums, your discipline in your schools, your pay schedules in your school locally, okay, because it is done by taking money out of the taxpayer's pocket. Now, national issues, you have to have a military. You have to have NORAD. You have to have the weather services and all these other things. We need those things, our navies, you know. But we're not talking against having government. We're talking about micromanaging by government to where they're going to control all your life like they're going to out of this health care system.
Hey, go ahead, 518. I think that's you, Rick.
Yeah.
He was in.
Okay.
He's not in.
Sorry, 518.
I'm just moving.
Okay, so would these kids whose parents don't pay any taxes be allowed to participate in Islam Paul Club?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, because then I hear. Well, I don't want my taxes. You're saying you're stealing my tax money and then paying for people who don't contribute.
No, that's not what we're saying.
So,
but David,
not what we're saying at all. We're saying that we take taxes from people, so we might as well give people the choice of where they go to school at so they can get educated. Look at the Urban Prep Academy in Chicago. 100% graduation, 100% going to college. Why aren't we patterning most of our inner city schools after that academy?
Bruna Cafile.
Yeah, Tracy,
Bruna Cafile as well.
Tracy, what was that guy you had on from New Haven, Connecticut? That had the private schools.
What's his name? I can't think of his name now.
He's traveling. He's going to be here in the area sometime. Steve Perry.
And also, Marco Clark. I mean, there are some testimonies out there. As a matter of fact, even if you look at the Akiva Academies across the country.
But you don't see public education trying to get those things replicated. Why? It's because they don't want you to. They want you uninformed. They want you ignorant. They want you unable to be able to dig for information to educate yourself. Why? Because then you will vote for them whenever they tell you that something is wrong, and you will get out and
let me say
and
this,
vote.
Let me say
it's
this. And it's bigger than that. But it's bigger than that because what it is I don't want you to question my decisions.
Right.
And so
right.
And we don't. And when I say this, even in your colleges now, if you look at and I talked about Tim Wise earlier, the indoctrination that they have when it comes to your children, if you don't train your children to think before they go, they will teach your children to memorize what they say, but not to ask questions about what they're going around you.
Common core.
Case in point.
Hey, yeah, here you go. Everything old is new again. Rockefeller spent billions of dollars on education teaching to influence the education system in this country. And the Gateses are spending millions and millions of dollars through their foundation to push Common Core. And guess who's going to write the majority of the software for the Common Core system?
Six.
Microsoft.
Most of the opposition for school choice comes from the teachers' union.
Well, they'll have a say.
I'm sorry.
They'll have a say in how it's going to be actually administered, but the core will be, because remember, teachers are not that bright either.
No,
they just
not.
Tell you what's in the book.
They're not even that bright anymore.
They get
anymore.
The book with all the answers.
That's what I'm saying. They're not. What are you laughing at, Gordon? I'm just saying they just regurgitate what they've been told also. Because if that's the case,
that's true.
Then they wouldn't go out and ask for some of the dumb things that they asked for in the contract negotiations when they're actually in the unions. Because if you
have
go
you
into them,
seen,
if you go into the.
Have you guys seen
pardon
the
me?
Curriculum? Have you guys seen the curriculum these kids are coming home with?
It's your
ain't no. This is I don't know about the schools up there, but in this school district, I mean, you're teaching algebra in sixth grade,
you're in a suburban school district. You're not in an inner city school district.
That's what I'm asking. But I don't know about the school, but we are still on the Common Core curriculum.
Diva,
I'm willing to bet the parents are involved.
Rigid.
It's not real algebra.
Steven, that's it. Yeah, there you go. Let me say it this way: you may be learning algebra, but you're not learning how to think through abstract math.
Jimmy Carter, the other worst president, gave us this.
That's what I thought.
I sent her a PDF. I've been trying to get Diva to read the Rockefeller files to understand what this education system has done. And I'm sure Alex has read it. And
I told you.
Sticks, would you send it to me?
Third page. If you send me something else, I will read it. I've read everything you sent me, Sticks. I just can't get past the third page because that guy is so stuck in his opinion. You give me, if you're going to give me something with historical fact, historical context,
so
then fine.
Doesn't that sound like that?
Yeah,
back
in there.
Woo! No, she didn't say nothing.
Oh, Diva, I thought you let it go that time.
Diva,
sis.
Diva, but no, you have to understand, the Rockefeller files, who were they written by Sticks?
Gary Allen.
And Gary Allen was talking about who?
The Rockefeller family, the Carnegie family, the Ford family, because they all intermarried.
So, Steven, you know who you sound like. Do you remember the guy who came on here? Hold on. Remember the guy that came on here and we were talking about Uncle Tom's Cabin? And we said that Uncle Tom was not a sellout, but he was actually someone who was trying to help. And we got it all wrong. And we said it's in the book. And he said, well, he's gonna believe what his grandmama told him because that's what he told him, and he's gonna stick with his thoughts.
No matter what,
even though we found out, and it's actually documented and true, that Uncle Tom was not a sellout. Uncle Tom was the one who helped the field hands so that and feed them from the master's table. But he said he couldn't believe it because his grandmama and them told him different. That's what's wrong with us today. Because even when we find better, we won't do better.
Oh my gosh.
It's not, oh my gosh, I'm not telling you to become Republican. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying
is
begin to think on your own.
How do you figure, I don't
and when
think
I say,
on my you own,
don't,
I think about
no,
what
you
I
don't.
Just as you think about what you believe in. I
I'm
said that I could not get
partisan.
Past the third page because he was basically, he was using historical fact and historical content, but a lot of his opinions were based in the article, and I could not read it. Now, if you're going to give me a book with some actual history that's not partisan and not based on someone's opinion using historical facts, then I'll read it.
Diva, I'm gonna send you a copy of Black Yellow Dogs.
Well, you can do
by
that.
Ben Kinslow. And what
you
it is Black Yellow Dogs is about a true historical perspective and has all the cliff notes. When we tell you things about President Obama and you say, well, no, that can't be true.
Who sponsored it?
What are you guys reading over there now?
Let's talk about Republicans, and I'll tell them the same thing. No, I don't believe
that. No, forget Republicans, Diva. Go with history.
When I brought up
about President Obama using that young man when he signed the Affordable Care Act. President Obama had bald-faced lies about that young man's mother.
And did I respond to you about that? No, I
didn't say a word about it.
I didn't say a word about it. I didn't go along and say no, you're lying. I have a research on my own.
No, you didn't say yes, you're right about that either, did you?
Because I didn't research it. You sent me so much stuff that I'm like, okay.
But see, Diva, listen, we read that stuff and we take it in.
Oh, we gotta go.
That's we take it in. There ain't nothing happening. You can't do it. I understand. But don't call us wrong because we can.
God bless you and have a good day.
That song is right on time, Tracy.
You can't tell me what I'm doing wrong when you keep driving and singing that same old funny song. You can't tell me which way to go. Or 397. You
afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com.
W-S-O-M, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 W-S-O-M.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. It's been 4 days since the government shut down. President Obama says that's too bad.
This shutdown could be over today. We know there are the votes for it in the House of Representatives.
He said so in a surprise lunchtime visit to a Washington...